Blog Talk Radio.
But they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. The hats in the winter take me, I'm a bad girl. The train wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. If you wanna be just like me, the hats in the winter take me. The train wanna play all day cause
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a you like a clean slate, and you are so so late.
Prick at that, prick at that, prick at that, prick at that, I see it is all cunt bitches have 9 lives. Your pussy, right? So let's count them down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Like I said, your pussy, right? You're not ready for this.
A 1, a 2, a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, get your life. I am the pussycat, I got 9 lives. The girl's going up and giving you life. Don't fuck it up cause you don't got time. Go off cause it's a showdown. A pussy showdown. Pussy showdown. I am the sushi, I am the fish. Give me back my tilapia, bitch. It's the countdown to the showdown. Now it's time for you to show out. Bitch, you ready? Now let's count down.
grand prize number one, $1,000, puts Queen Stubbs realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include open to all best dress for $250. Open to all new school legendary realness for $250. Female figure face for $250. Butch Queen in drag versus Femme Queen realness for $250. Butch Queen European runway for $250. Butch Queen All-American runway for $250. Butch Queen sex siren for $250. And Butch Queen schoolboy realness for $250. That's our favorite thing, presented by Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m., LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, $150 before June 6th, $200 after. Seats 10 with refreshments. And your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus. Or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Things.
These are a few of my favorite things.
There's a new ballroom movement happening in Texas. Ballroom face extraordinaire, Trey Garcon presents the Black Glamour Ball. During the legendary Dallas June 10th Pride Celebration, now known as Black Glamour Weekend. Saturday, June 15th, grand prize number one, female figure face, the unbelievable beauty, $1,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, all bets are on, $1,000. Grand prize number three, open to all sex sirens, the ultimate sex wager, five trophies, five cash, $500. Mini grands include Butch Queen face, in honor of the Butch Queen face icon, Whitney Garcon, for $250. Butch Queen Pretty Boy, the real pretty boys, please stand up, for $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness versus Executive Realness, for $250. As well as Open to All Best Dress Spectator, for $250. Again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the second annual Black Glamour Ball, presented by Trey Garcon. This ball takes place late Saturday night, early Sunday morning hours, immediately following the club event Saturday evening. Doors open at midnight. LSS starts at 1 a.m. First category called at 2 a.m. Located at the June 10th Black Glamour Weekend Host Hotel, the Park Inn by Radisson. Located at 1241 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas, Texas. Room rates are only $79. Use code June 13th when booking to receive your discounted rate. Don't forget, the following night after the Black Glamour Ball, the icon, Shania Ebony, and up-and-coming Trey Garcon are heating Dallas up with the first ever Dallas Rumble Ball. This is one weekend you don't want to miss. Visit the official June 10th Black Glamour website for more information regarding the ball, ball categories, host hotel, and the weekend nightlife. www.blackglamweekend.com or junetenthpride.com or visit us on Facebook at Dallas Ball Scene. See you there. Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boys versus Schoolboys versus Executives versus Legends. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m. LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl's Face. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spade tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.
Erica Kane Mizrahi presents Definition of a Diva for Hollywood. Cash categories include Female Figure Realness for $100, Femme Queen Perfect 10, $150, Open to All Runway for $250, Open to All Sex Siren, $250, Realness with a Twist, $250 plus a $5 pot, and Grand Prize, Female Figure Performance for $1,200 plus a $10 pot. That's the Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood, hosted by Erica Kane Mizrahi. The location, Hickory House, 2420 South 4th Street, Louisville, Kentucky. $25 before 1 a.m., $30 all night after. Doors open at 12 a.m., LSS at 1 a.m. Tables, $100 in advance, no liquor. $150 with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor. Your MCs for the evening are the icon Jack Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Prodigy. For more information and host hotel rates, please visit the event page on Facebook, May 11th, or contact Erica Kane Mizrahi directly. Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture. How's everyone doing this evening? It's raining down here, so it's been a gloomy day. How is it up there? What's going on up north? What's the weather giving? Because, honey, it's been a mess down here all day, really depressing. Thank you, Costa. All right, tonight's show is going to be very interesting. And we have some special guests that will be appearing online with us. No, that's the number to the show. You're going to have to bear with me because we got a lot of newbies tonight. and they're not really knowing how to, you know, work this, not really the switchboard, hey, chat room. They're not really knowing how to, you know, work the whole call in, press one type deal. Mona, don't try it. First of all, you know I love you. Number two, Mona, you need to call in. And number three, yes, Jason, she is never online. Girl, you got to remember, I have a business. I'm running a company, damn near 12 hours a day, and you're sitting here and want me to play Injustice. I mean, like, really? Come on. I want to play, but you just don't be on when I'm on. All right. Let's get to the nitty-gritty of things. Okay, you just pressed one. Don't press it no more because you keep pressing it and it's taking you out of queue. So everybody stop right now what you're doing because, you know, you're just going back and forth. So you did the right thing and stay right there. 347-327. Don't press it no more. You're good to go right there. You're doing the right thing. All right, let me get this thing started. Tonight we will be talking about DL guys, Down Low Brothers, and pretty much we're going to be discussing the lowdown on the down low. Down Low Brothers that live a double life. Why? Why do they choose to dip and dab and, you know, with other guys? And a lot of these guys are, you know, either attracted to girls or they're in relationships with girls, have baby mamas, married, you know, things of that sort. But on the down low, they like to do certain things on the side with guys. You know, why? What's the attraction? Why do they do this? What is it about being with a gay male that fascinates them, but yet they don't commit to the gay males, and they don't even identify themselves as gay. A lot of times they don't even identify themselves as being bisexual. They're straight. What is the reason? You know, what is the attraction? Would you guys consider it bisexual? Would you consider it gay? Or would you just consider it, you know, they're just greedy, you know, or whatever. Another term that we use in our, you know, our society is pretty much like trade, you know. The same thing, really, in all honesty, they're trade. They live the life of a man. They, you know, do the things men do and have girlfriends and kids and so forth and so on. And, you know, they like to creep up at night when it's late, when nobody's around, when nobody can see them, and do what they got to do, get their dick sucked and fuck real quick and go back home. You know, back and jump into bed with, you know, their girlfriend or their wife or whatever, you know. So we're aware of this. But we have some guests that are coming on tonight that pretty much want to talk about it. And who I'm going to introduce to the show shortly, it's someone who is actually has a show of her own. I'll let her give you all the details, but pretty much what is happening is this group is looking for DL guys, DL brothers, that will come on their show. You know, everything will be kept confidential, you know, depending on, you know, however they want, it will be kept confidential. But they're looking for people to come on their show and discuss it live with their group, the Ladies of Madison Ave. So I will be bringing on the host of that, or the director of that show momentarily, once I make sure I got everyone stationed in queue. I am waiting for a couple of other people from Texas and all that are supposed to be running late and people that I think are just, you know, high and asleep. Or whatever. One thing we're not going to do tonight is a whole bunch of private callers because I don't want all the harassment and the mix-up and stuff. And you know you girls can be very vicious, and we're not going to allow that either. And for the new people that are listening to the show that have never been on the show before, it pretty much works like this. What I will do is bring on the panelists. Those are the people that have agreed to talk on the show tonight. I will bring the panelists on one by one and talk to them really quickly, and then we will sit down as a group and talk about the topic, so forth and so on. When a question does come on the floor, I try not to allow everyone to talk all over each other, because then it kind of gets a little unorganized and people really can't hear. So I pretty much go to the order that you called in, as far as, you know, getting to your call, so forth and so on, asking your questions. So whatever you do, please respect other individuals that are on the show as they talk, and try not to talk about, you know, talk over them. I understand that sometimes we get a little passionate about what we're saying and we're trying to express ourselves, so let's just try to be a little respectful tonight. Not really tonight, you guys know how I am, but for the people that are new, I like you guys to be very respectful. Again, I know sometimes it can be a sensitive topic and it can get a little passionate and stuff, so I do want to put a disclaimer out there really quickly. Anything that is said on tonight's show is the opinion of that individual that is saying it, including myself. It does not represent anyone as a whole, as far as gender or community or race or anything like that. So please remember that. If a person does say something that you don't agree with, that is just coming from that person themselves, and that is their opinion. It is not to attack or belittle or overlook, you know, look at everyone the same, so forth and so on. You know what I mean. Bottom line is everyone has an opinion. Respect it. If you don't like what they're saying, that's just what they believe. Bottom line. So I just wanted to get out there like that, because I know this topic can kind of go a little left when it comes to what we are talking about. So really quickly, I do see a couple of people that have pressed one already. I just want to make sure that I have the correct numbers for the people that I was waiting for. So hold on really quickly. Nobody do nothing. No, that is not true. Okay. All right. And I'm still waiting for a couple of other people. Get your girlfriends and all that stuff on the phone line, but I don't know where everybody's at. We will be having a special appearances by regular cast members tonight as well. And it's going to get kind of deep and stuff. And if you guys know any trade or have trade creeping on over at your house right now, and you done sucked him up and everything and he in the other room, don't be afraid to put him on the phone really quickly. We ain't going to know who he is. And he can talk about, you know, what's going on as well. All right, you. All right, here we go. Let me just go ahead and get this started, because, you know, it can get a little crazy. Really quickly, before I go to my regular cast members, I do want to introduce the lady of the hour, the one who pretty much has, you know, presented the show to me, and what they're looking for. I want her to be able to come on tonight and just kind of introduce herself to us, you know, as a whole, the community as well, and let us know, you know, a little bit about herself, what she's looking for, as far as, you know, on for her show. Her name is Shantae, and welcome to the show, Shantae. How are you?
Hi, Jasmine. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Really quickly, I didn't say this, and I'm not sure how you're using the phone. I just want everyone to understand also, especially the people that haven't listened to on the show before. When you're calling into the Blog Talk show, try to make sure you're not using a speakerphone and sometimes not even a Bluetooth, because it's done over the Internet, sometimes we get a bad echo and we can't hear you clearly. So if you have a landline or you have a way of picking up your phone or your receiver and talking, it will make it sound better, or a headset or something. So just kind of keep that in mind, because then we'll start hearing echoes. We won't be able to hear you clearly. And, you know, one phone will outweigh the other, and one person will be louder than the other, and it can kind of get a little mixed up. So how are you, Shante? How's everything going?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay. You're good.
Okay.
Well, tell us a little bit about who you are, as well as, you know, some of your credentials, and tell us about your show that you have, The Ladies of Madison Ave. And tell us a little bit about your show. I know it's a big YouTube show, so forth and so on, how long you guys been around and all that good stuff. Give us all the details and dirt on Shante and the Ladies of Madison Ave.
Okay. Hi again, everyone. I want to say thanks, Jasmine, for allowing us to come on the show tonight to talk about this topic. My name is Shante Graham. I am the creator of the Ladies of Madison Avenue, which is a female-based talk show. And we come on Brooklyn Public Access every first Thursday of the month at 10 p.m. We have a regular series. So we basically talk about topics that affect all women, and we're also on YouTube at Ladies of Madison TV. So the shows come on both formats. And I created the show as a platform for women to just talk about issues and topics that pertain to us and, you know, on things that we deal with and putting it out so that, you know, much-needed conversations happen that usually don't happen. I did a show with a friend named Sakina Thomas, and we talked about women who are in heterosexual relationships, and they go on to be with other women. And that show was very popular. It prompted the topic that we wanted to talk about tonight, which was the DL Brothers. And basically, I've been doing my show now for 2.5 years, and the basis of me coming on tonight is, as women, we just would like to give a platform to these brothers to talk about, you know, what makes them, you know, do what they do and try to understand it a little better. And right now we're doing a casting for the next month. And in that casting, we're looking for someone that will come on the show, and they'll, you know, everything will be anonymous, their face. You know, we won't show their face. Their voice could be manipulated. And it's like a panel setting. So we have four panelists as well, along with myself. My castmate, Kate Flash, is on the line right now. And basically, we want to do a casting for the show and have them come on. And we're going to film in July sometime, and then this is going to air in September. So that's just the basis of what I'm doing right now.
Okay. All right, well, as you guys heard, you know, she is looking for DL brothers that are willing to come on her show. Throughout the night, or by the end of the night, I will be posting in the official ballroom as well as London's Tea Party the information that is needed for people that do want to appear on her show, her contact information. There also will be a link to her YouTube channel so you guys can become familiar with her show as well, and pretty much know what's going on. And as she did state that, you know, for people who do not feel comfortable as far as actually visually showing themselves, so forth and so on, they will basically keep everything confidential, but they just pretty much are looking for people that do want to speak about the topic so they can have a better understanding of the whole down low brother issue. So, on that note, we will start bringing people on individually. Before I go any further, I'm going to go to some of these other callers because I don't know exactly what numbers they're calling from. So, 404-444, you're on the air. Okay. You probably first one you shouldn't have. Naima, is that you?
Yes.
Hey, Naima, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Fine. Say hi to Shante.
Hey, Shante.
Hi, Naima.
How you feeling?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Over here fixing myself something to eat.
That's good.
All right, we have another caller, 347-492. You're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hi, who's this, Sean?
Yes.
Hey, Sean. I told you to hit me up on Facebook. You still didn't.
I know. It's just I got some things I got to take care of. I actually have to put a picture up. That's all.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me. Oh, my God. I hope y'all people voting for Candace tonight. I hope all y'all fake profiles voted for Candace. I'm going to start kicking all y'all out the room if I find out y'all didn't vote. That's a whole other topic. 347-734, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a DL tranny.
Chow.
Oh, that's Kelly. Is that Kelly?
Yeah, I'm a DL tranny. What's up?
Tell me what number you're calling from.
My iPhone.
Okay. We're hearing a technical problem, Chris.
Yes, we definitely are.
Yeah, we're having technical issues with you. All right, let me go down the line. Jason, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone. Hey, Shante. Hey, Naima.
Hey,
hey, Kelly.
Hi, Jason.
How you doing, Sean?
Hey, Jason. What's going on?
Vonna, you're on the air. Vonna? Okay.
Whose phone is that?
No, Kelly's phone. That's on the carrier. Can somebody give her a reality show?
First of all, that's not my phone. I got y'all on mute, so it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, Kelly got a DL piece over there. You know, she can bring him on, too.
Oh. Mm. Mm. Now you must stay out of Kelly's house, honey.
Hold on, sister. Naima, he's not a DL piece, Naima, so don't do me, okay? Ain't nothing DL about this. We went outside and we went to the restaurant and he bought my food, so he ain't a DL piece because he was outside with me. He would just come over here and fuck me and leave.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Well, he could get online now, honey.
Wow. Kelly, did you get a chance to see Gun Hill Road?
Are you trying me, sister?
Yeah. No, I'm asking you, did you get a chance to see Gun Hill Road, the movie?
Oh, the movie? Oh, yeah, I've been seeing it. I love that movie.
You know, I finally got to see it on Netflix, like, 2 days ago.
Yes, I love her.
That was something that was very interesting, that part in that movie when she was messing with that guy. And she asked him, how come we don't go outside? You told me when you first met me that you was going to take me out, take me shopping, so forth and so on, and all you want to do is have me come over in your basement, da-da-da-da-da. We don't go out. And it made me think about this topic, because this topic has been in the works for a while. So. Anyway, we'll get to that really quickly. J-Rock, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, J-Rock?
I'm doing good, just locking up and everything on my way to the house.
Okay. All right, let me start bringing on some of our special guests. One person that has been working with Shante in reference to this topic as well as her show, she was a guest on one of the previous shows, is Sakina. She's also part of the official ballroom. As well as, if I'm not mistaken, she is a member of the House of Ms. Rocky. Sakina, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey.
Hello. Hey, Shante, J-Rock.
Hey,
Sakina. Jasmine, everybody.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, and another person we're bringing on is one of the other ladies of the Ladies of Madison Ave. She goes by the name of K-Flash. Hi, K-Flash, how are you?
Hi, everybody. Good night. Nice to meet everybody tonight.
Hey, K-Flash.
What's up, Flash?
Thank you for joining us.
What's up?
And the last person we're bringing on, we got a full show tonight, is, I guess this is one of Sakina's
He's my first cousin.
Her cousin, his name is Darnell. Darnell, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Darnell.
Hi, ladies of Madison. Hi, all the girls.
Darnell.
All the trade. Hi, Miss Jasmine.
How are
you? Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, everybody's here. Vonna, I'm calling you again. Are you there? Okay. I don't know where she's at, but I'm going to mute her, and she'll hit me up when she's back on. She might be busy. We know how Vonna gets at times. Again, I want to welcome everyone to the show. Everyone that's in the chat room, if you have any questions or anything, please send them over to myself or Jason or Kelly, I'm not sure. I don't think
they
got the video. Yeah, send them to Jason. I just got a video in reference to someone's escorting film. Wow. All right, let's talk about this topic. Nice. We're talking about DL Brothers. Pretty much, let's kind of start it off, you know, with the questions that it needs, you know, that want to be asked. Again, as we know, Shantae and the ladies of Madison Ave are looking for DL Brothers to appear on their show and talk about, you know, what they do, how they do it, and why they do it. But from our side of things, you know, our community, let's talk about some of the experiences and things that we are aware of when it comes to our Download Brothers, like, you know, or other words, trade or whatever. But bottom line is, you know, let's just kind of open up the floor and allow people to share with us, you know, what is, you know, what we know about this topic or what we know about these type of guys. So, I want to kind of start off with Shantae. Did you, or K-Flash, with Shantae, what are some of your main questions when it comes to Download Brothers?
Okay, well, one of my main questions is I'm trying to understand why they do it. I mean, not the fact that they do it because that's their lifestyle and their choice, but why is it that the woman doesn't know? Like, why don't they tell the woman, like, this is what I do? I know hence the term down low, I get that, but I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what is it that keeps them, you know, in that box of I'm just going to do this and, you know, no one is going to know? That's one of my questions.
Now, are you saying from a personal relationship standpoint, or are you saying overall, like, why do you guys do it overall?
I'm saying more of maybe, like, a personal relationship. Like, you know, if they're in a relationship with a woman or if they're, you know, if they're married or, you know, just seeing a woman, just screwing her, whatever, you know, being a woman myself, I just would like to understand the... I guess the psyche of why they just can't let the woman know that, okay, this is the deal, and, you know, let me make the choice to say, okay, well, I'm still going to sleep with you or I'm not going to sleep with you. So that's kind of what I was trying to understand.
Can we jump in at any time or?
No, we're going to go down the line when we answer some of the questions, you know, when we answer some of the questions or so. So the one major question that we have here is, why do they just keep it on the down low? You know, that's the title, though, on the down low, but why? Why do they not share with other people or the people that they're dating or in a relationship with that they go both ways or they like to dip and dab with the same sexuality? I would say, personally, the main reason is because they, number one, they don't want, you know, it's the stigma in general, the stigma of being, you know, labeled as gay or so forth and so on. We lost Kay Flash, so she has to call back in and press one. Somehow we lost her.
Okay.
So when she calls, when she reaches out to you or something, make sure she calls in and presses one. But that is the pretty much the main, that would be the main reason. But if there's any brothers out there, anyone that, you know, is a part of this, feel free to press one, call in and press one, and be, you know, be a part of the next topic. But Jason, what are some of your experiences when it comes to down low brothers or these type of guys and stuff? And what would you feel is the reason why, you know, they don't open up and tell the people that they're in a relationship with, or so forth and so on, and why or who they are with or what they're doing?
Okay, in my experience, I'm going to say, and this is just my opinion, some of them are afraid to come out because society will look at them differently. They don't want to be, again, they don't want the label of being called gay. They don't want the label of being called faggot because of just what's going to happen, what the church would think, what their family would think, what their homeboys would think, all of those things. But in my situation, I've run across a few guys, like recently before I moved where I live now, I had a neighbor that lived underneath me. He watched me move into my building and everything, and then the first weekend that I was home alone, he knocked on my door one morning and was like, oh, is something wrong with your cable? Now, mind you, this is like 6:30 in the morning, Jasmine. And it was like, is something wrong with your cable? Now, who the fuck is worrying about cable at 6:30 in the morning? So I looked at him kind of funny and stuff, and I was like, yeah, my cable's fine. So he was like, what's up with you? And I was like, sleep, and I shut my door. So then the next time I saw him, it dawned on me that when I came out, like with my, when I came out, he was out picking up the girls on the stroll and all of that, and he liked the femme queens or he liked the really feminine boys. And from time to time, he would make advances and stuff, and I was like, I remember you from around the way. And Naima, if you were in Baltimore, you might remember him too. But if I can find a picture, I'll send it to you. And he had a girlfriend, and he had a son. And and Jasmine, he did everything on God's creation to get into my apartment. So eventually, a girl got to do what a girl got to do. And I broke down. And we messed around for a while. And then it wasn't until I decided that I wanted to grow a beard and I wanted to actually, I guess I became too masculine looking for him, that he had a problem. He was like, oh, you need to shave your beard off. I can't lay in bed with a man. I was like, oh, but if I don't have facial hair, I don't look like a man, and you can lay in bed with me, and you can get to do all the things that we do, but as long as I got facial hair, it's an issue. So, and it goes back to, with him, it was one of those things, like, my sister has a saying, gay for the state, and straight at the gate, that like a lot of these same men will mess with men in jail because they have needs, but when they come home, they still have those needs of being with another man, but they really want to be with a woman because they can't be with a man because their family won't accept them, and they're going to feel like they're less of a man. Because I'm not the only gay man that's dealt with a straight man that says, oh, I ain't gay. As long as I'm fucking you and you sucking my dick, I might eat your ass and do a little thing like that, but I'm not gay. That ain't nothing but the truth.
Wow. All right, Jason, thank you. Shante, again,
yes.
We lost Kay Flash, and she's not back on.
Okay, yeah, I tried to text her to get her back on, but I'm not sure where she is right
now. You
want to
call her, Shante?
So, somebody's talking, and we can hear you. Make sure you're on the air.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you guys doing tonight?
All right.
Fine. All right. Somebody's phone is carrying. Bluetooth and speakers, honey. All right, Sakina, tell us your opinion on the whole thing. You know, why do you think they keep it so hidden? And do you agree or disagree? And what are some of your experiences when it comes to this?
Well, I don't have experiences, but I just think, you know, because I have all kind of friends as far as sexuality goes. I have sisters. Like, I'm the closest thing my mother has to a son.
Hold on, Sakina, really quickly. How are you going to say you don't have experience?
With down low brothers like me?
Yeah, you might play basketball on the court with a down low brother. You might have a neighbor or somebody you
drink a beer with. I mean, everybody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows
somebody. I do know one.
But that's an experience.
We kind of just try to ignore that he's gay. He's feminine and everything. It's just him, you know. But I know a real, like, down-low brother. Like, I know a couple of butch queens that it happened twice, in fact. They're like, you know him? And I'm like, yeah, that's my homeboy. We grew up together. Like, they're the one who, like, brought it to my attention. And since they did, I've been doing it to him, and he is an official down-low brother. Like, he really sleep with women and men, and he hides it at all costs. Like, for real, I think he's sleeping with my, I'm not going to say that on the air, they could be listening, but just, yo, I don't understand, like, it's not fair.
Hold
to
on,
me,
Sakina.
It's really not fair.
Sakina, hold on for 1 second, I don't mean to cut you off. I know that there's a lot of different people that are listening to the show tonight, and there's some new people that are listening. You may hear us use the terminology Butch Queen, as well as Jason said Femme Queen earlier. And for you guys who know what Butch Queen is just basically a gay male. Femme Queen is a transgender woman. So pretty much you have an understanding when you hear those terms, Butch Queen, that's just a regular gay male. And if you hear someone use terminology Femme Queen, that is a transgender woman. So go ahead, Sakina, I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, but like, I don't sleep with dudes, right? I'm not attracted to masculinity, period. But even me, like, sometimes when I see guys, like, walking with their girls or whatever, they could be a perfect stranger. I just pop in my head, I'd be like, he a fuck witch queen. Like, he fronting. I don't even know him, and I know that's very judgmental, but my point in saying it is, like, I can't imagine what it's like for women that's out there on a dating, you know, out there dating guys or whatever, like, that's probably like a big phobia type of thing, because I really, really think that it should be everybody's choice. Like, I'm sure on the other side of the spectrum, it's probably guys out there that hide the fact that they sleep with women too. It probably goes both ways, like, and that's really not fair. I think that the person, when you're dealing with somebody, you might not even have plans on taking it to another level with them, right? But in all reality, like, if y'all having sex, and, you know, you start getting into this person, you might want to take it to another level. But if you knew that this person had some female or some man that they done been with for 7 to 8 years or whatever, what have you, you would probably throw your blockers up and not allow yourself to get, you know, emotionally tied up with it. I just think this shit is mad messy. Excuse my
okay.
language. I do.
Okay.
I think it's real messy.
Okay. Naima, what is your opinion on it?
Well, I don't mess with DL men. I used to, back in my Butch Queen days, and in my Butch Queen days, you know, when I was an Adam Bog, you know, I used to mess with them. But ever since I became a new creature in Christ, you know, I don't deal with them because they had too many stipulations. You know, I've found some DL men to become violent. Like, this has never happened to me, but I've always heard the stories where some will have sex with the film queen or the boy or whatever like that. They could be high, they could be stoned or whatever, and then they will snap after, you know, the whole session is over and attack them and beat them. Like, I can't believe I did this, you know, and things like that. And then, like, DL men, the biggest reason why they turn me off is because I had an instance where I was out in public, and I was in a bus aid place getting my food. And this man, you know, was cruising me and stuff. He was looking at me like he hadn't had a decent meal in a week. And it was like a turnoff. And then he comes, you know, near me and throws me his number like I'm a dog or something. You know, like you throw a dog a bone or whatever like that, grab it. So I slid the number back to him. And he was like, here, pick it up, man. You know, call me. I was like, uh-uh, boo, I don't do all of that. You're doing too much. You know, I don't like stuff like that. Like, if you want to be in a closet, you only want to come and see me at night, like I'm a vampire and I live in a cave and stuff like that, you know, keep that shit over there. I don't use. And when they tell me they DL, whether I meet them on the site, if I meet them out in public and stuff like that, I give them the go ahead because I don't live my life as DL. So.
Okay. Darnell, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Well, you know, there is, like the other young lady was saying, or
Film Queen between. I'm sorry, I don't know what you were. But, you know, she said that it was a stigma against
down. We address them as ladies on here.
Ladies. I'm sorry, Ms. Jack. Ladies, all the ladies, since I'm a lady too, I'm sorry.
Yes,
so
right.
the young lady said, you know, there is a stigma against men being on the down low. And I think that's where that, you know, all of this falls to. There's a stigma in being anything, you know. There's a stigma of being a crackhead. There's a stigma of being a chickenhead. You know, it just comes with the territory. But these men, or men in general, I feel, actually all have feelings for men, you know. You have men that are like groupies for other men, men that look to other men for, you know, the way they dress. He got on these Pradas, he got on these True Religions. You know, like men are like followers of each other. And, you know, some men just want to follow men to the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always, and I just recently talked to somebody a couple of days ago. You know how we all grow up and you have that first boy or someone that you played with on your block. You know, I recently just had a phone conversation with mine. He's like, oh, I'm not doing that no more. And, you know, I moved on and I got a wife and I got a baby mothers and I got kids and all that kind of stuff. But you're still on the phone with me, you know. I think it boils down to the urge. You know, it's not like, oh, everything ain't for everybody. You know, I'm not saying everybody needs a rainbow flag to be the Grand Marshal of Gay Parade. There is some people out there that is bisexual, you know, but they don't want people to know their business. And I'm kind of fine with that. But you can't, I don't want to, you know, break up a happy home neither, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to be
mm-hmm.
me, him, her, and her, you know.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Darnell. Sean, what's your experience? Is it your opinion on this?
Well, I just personally think, and this is just my opinion, like you said, that it can become, like the other person said, it can become very messy, especially when you're messing with one gender and then you're running back to the other. It's like ping pong. You're running back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Make up your mind. And I think that your initial choice, it would be like if you are, because first of all, I need to know like the definition of DL actually, because you do have some gay men that are just like, that are just very discreet in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I, what was that? So I think we need to know the definition of what is what, because there are a lot of gay men that are very masculine and they will tell you that they are gay, but they're just on a down low. They're very discreet in what they do, you know. And when it comes to someone being bisexual, I think it's your first initial choice is with the same sex as opposed to a different sex. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and to me that makes a lot of sense, because then why are you bisexual? Because of society. Now, if society didn't have nothing to say and everybody minded their business and doing their thing or whatever the case is, trust me, there'd be a whole lot of people out the closet or whatever. So,
mm-hmm.
And,
Sean, it sounds like you got somebody in the other room and you're whispering. You don't want to hear
you. Okay, because he's living that DL lifestyle, got that uncog in the other room, honey.
Okay.
Say something real quick to Sean.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
What, Sean, that's a good point that you brought up. I was thinking about that earlier. You know, there is a big difference to me, in my opinion. There's a big difference between a gay man who's discreet about his lifestyle. Because I don't like people that are always running around with rainbow fists on. They got That shit just wears me. That shit sends me someplace. It's like, listen, if you are happy in your skin with your sexuality, first of all, that's not everybody's business.
Right.
That's
somebody
right.
Everything ain't for everybody. You, you like, hey, how you doing? I'm a lesbian. You know what I mean? Like, that shit is tired. You know what I'm saying? That shit is real tired. But so, and men are entitled, or women, or whoever. You know, you're entitled to be about your sexuality or your lifestyle. But that doesn't classify them, in my opinion, as a down low brother. That's just someone that doesn't like anything all in their business. You know, and I think when you're out here dealing with society, for most things, that's not a bad idea. Because you don't want people to have all of these preset notions and start passing all this extra judgment on
mm-hmm.
and all of that. Maybe they just want to be dealt with as whoever they are, not what I am. You know what I mean? So that's all right. That's cool, and I respect it. I think the main element of somebody being a down low brother is that they are bisexual, that they sleep with men and they sleep with women. Not that alone, but they don't tell the others. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't tell. Like, most of the time, I think that the gay person knows. Because that's the case with me. Like, it's been fierce. Like, I finally decided I'm not doing that no more. Like, all I used to fuck with was straight women. But I'm tired of that. That shit, I'm tired of that. I'm better than that. You know what I mean? It's been plenty of times that I've been in, like, cool, like, shooting pool with chicks, men that I'm sleeping with. Like, that's tired. Like, it wasn't really the good decisions for me. I don't know what the hell it was, an ego booster or what the hell it was doing for me. You know what I'm saying? But I always knew what was going on. They didn't know what was going on. It's all, but tell Sakina to come over today. She mad, cool, blah, 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 blah. Not knowing. Right after you finish fucking her, I'm fucking her.
Ooh.
Jasmine, can I say something right quick?
Yes. And I want to give everybody a chance before you guys start going in really quickly. Give everybody a chance to speak, and then we'll kind of take it to another level. But go ahead, Chante.
Yes, I didn't want to lose my thought, but, you know, as for women who are out here dating and who don't know, you know what I'm saying, I just want to know, being that someone mentioned that, you know, some men want to be discreet in what they do, I understand that, but what is it that, as women, we should be looking for? Like, what little signs would make you think, okay, he might be a down-low brother? You know,
ooh,
let me investigate this further.
Can I say something?
Hold on, y'all. We'll get to that in a second. After I allow everyone to share with us their experiences and stuff like that, then we'll go into another question. But let's just give everyone a chance to talk. If you want, definitely write some of your questions down or something so you guys don't lose your train of thought, because we do have a lot of people on here, and I want to give everyone a chance to introduce themselves and talk a little bit about their experiences and their opinions first, and then we'll go on to some of the other questions. Naima, Sean, Darnell, J-Rock, and I think J-Rock plays a major part in this, so listen to him very carefully, because J-Rock has been in the military for many, many years. He is in the Navy. He has been on military ships with so many guys, and J-Rock has shared with us so many stories about these guys, as well about some of their attitudes and some of the things that they talk about and things of that sort. So it's really good to have someone from his perspective talking about this topic. But go ahead, J-Rock.
Yeah, Jasmine, just stop me if I go too much, because I have so much about this, but I'm going to try to keep it simple.
Let's just kind of keep it a little bit on the level of basically what is your opinion or your definition of a DL brother, as well as maybe some experiences that you have seen or witnessed when it comes to this.
Okay, first and foremost, everybody know I hate trade, I hate DL, anything. I love my queens, and that's it. And the reason why I hate DL, because I feel like there are two type of DL brothers from my experience. You have down low because you're just fearful of coming out. You don't mess with women or nothing like that. That's more of that street butch queen. So they're saying I'm down low because I don't want, maybe they got a job, maybe they got something that's going to, you know, like the football player, or even myself. During the don't ask, don't tell policy, you always scared that somebody's going to out you. You see what I'm saying? And then you lose something that was very important to you. Then you got the low down. That's the motherfucker. he's not down. That's the motherfucker that go out there knowing that you know you have feelings for men and everything, but yet you go sleep with women without telling them the business, because, you know, first of all, a lot of women say it, but it's very hard to come by. If a bisexual man go to a woman and say, you know, I like women, I like men, but I'm with who I'm with, that heifer is not going to deal with him. But if a woman that's, like, really sexy and she's the cunt, the film girl, and another film, and she said, I mess with other films, the man going to be like, that's fine. You know, so my experience with Down Low Brothers is, like I said, I met the ones that just had something to lose, so they was kind of scared. So I respect them because, you know, that's like Sakina said, keep people out your business. You see what I'm saying? You just don't want people in your business, but you want to keep it down low. But then the men that blow down, like I said, you're going in, you're having families, you're doing all this shit, sneaking out on your wife. It ain't always about no nigga that went to jail. All these niggas that down low ain't been in no motherfucking jail. I done seen some down low dudes. When you in an environment with nothing but men, you start seeing a lot of shit. Because there ain't no women around to, you know, to where they got to act masculine. So when you see all this feminine shit and all this stuff, I have Gator off the fucking map. And I feel like every motherfucking nigga got his day. I'm sorry. And I'm not one of them queens, because you got to get it. Because they always say, queens always think that they're trying to turn the straight. I don't like trade. I don't like deal. I don't like thugs. I just know what I seen and what I experienced. Every guy, I don't know about women, but every man got his day, and every trick will turn for a certain amount. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it. But they show not gay. I'm not gay. He sucked my dick. Look at you, gay.
Mm.
Thank you. Welcome to the family.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to go to Nisha and then I'm going to go to Kelly, because I know Kelly is going to be on the same platform I am. So let me go to Michi really quickly, and then we're going to hit Kelly with it. But Michi, what is your experience? And I know Michi, if I'm not mistaken, well, go ahead, I'm not going to say that. But go ahead, Michi, go ahead. And Michi, that video you made the other day, oh my God. I love it.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm sure you were probably going to mention when I dated the married man.
No. I was going to actually mention your career and the type of people you work around, you know, stuff like that. But go ahead.
Working in the prison, okay, you know, I'm going to keep it real. So, in the prison and...
Michi, we can't hear you. You're breaking up. Michi.
His cricket went out.
I think his Bluetooth went out. We're going to come back to Michi in a sec. Michi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you're breaking up. Yeah, I think it's your Bluetooth.
So my earpiece
is on the phone. All right, go
ahead. But at my job, there's a CEO there who kind of expressed interest. real sneaky about it. But he also has a wife.
Hmm.
His wife works there.
Holy crap.
Wow.
And a whole nother department. But she works at night. Yeah. This is really crazy. But and I was like married man.
Me too.
Yes.
So you're breaking up a lot, but you're saying, I think I understand you. So you were one of the guys who messed with a lot of married men. So go ahead.
Okay.
You need to get off that headset, honey.
Work, that party sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this is getting kind of deep. Need to get off the headset. Talk.
Okay, I'm off the headset. Okay. Anyways, I just seem to attract DL men a lot. I don't know why, but I do. But the funny thing about it is I went to a straight club, and this girl was, like, really at me really hard, and she asked me if I was bisexual. I expressed to her, I'm not really bisexual. I do sleep with men. I have slept with females. And she was like, so we sleep with a female again? I was like, probably so. And she didn't care. She really didn't care.
Well,
so,
can I say
something? So, I mean, you know, it's DL men out there, but it's also women that like DL men.
Yeah, we're going to get into that as well. We're definitely going to get into that as well. But, all right, so we're going to use the tip of your phone because we hear a lot of background noise. But thank you, Ms. Michi. But, Kelly, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, sis, go ahead and take over right now.
Take over like what? I don't know.
No, what is your other baby? We, now, you and I know, honey. Take over.
But you know, I don't know because the guys that I deal, I don't know how DL, you know, the situation is because the guys, I don't deal with guys that don't want to come over in the daytime and, you know, and don't want to go outside and, you know, and walk to the store stage and that with me, honey. Because, you know, I feel, that makes me feel like, you know, one of those hard girls, this thing. So I don't, you know. Yeah, you know.
All right,
you
let's
know.
Not sit here and act like we never fucked around with somebody or somebody we met off a chat line or off a video cam or somebody in the building and stuff when nobody was around.
Oh, yeah,
really
well, my next door neighbor, I've been fucking him for the last 3 years, and he got a wife and four kids that lives right next door. I can open my front door and look right at his front door. Oh, baby, he texts my phone, and I just go and unlock my door, honey, and he comes right on in when the wife is at work, or she goes to take the kids to school.
That's a scam, Kelly.
That's too close.
Okay, let me
home.
Tell you something, I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all. Let me see. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's 6 apartments on my floor, and I don't fuck four out of the 6 men that live with their wife on my floor.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, and you don't feel no type of way?
I ain't moving in that building.
What type of way should I feel? Bitch, his wife should feel some type of way. He coming over here, he's servicing me, and I'm servicing him.
That could be potentially nasty on your part.
I speak to all of the wives, baby. When it's a fight or something in the building, we all open our doors and we be out there, honey. And we be watching the fights and everything, and we be chit chatting and talking and everything. I know the wives and everything, but they don't know I'm fucking in, but I am.
Wow.
See.
All right, let's get a little serious here now. Now I want to ask everybody a question before we go into Shantae's question, because it's going to actually lead into her question when it comes to the signs and stuff. But based on the experiences that we have all encountered with DL or trade or whatever, what are some of the experiences? Because I know that we have all talked to them and said, you know, well, why are you doing this, or, you know, this and that, or they come and share it with you, or so forth and so on. But based on your experiences alone or what you know about it, what do you think it is about these guys that have them creeping with the same sex on the down low and then, you know, go back home to their girlfriends or their wives and stuff? What is it about, you know, the gay community that they do this with? You know, what is the turn on, or what is the satisfaction that they're looking for that they feel that they're not getting at home? Or
can I answer first?
Who's that?
Kelly.
Oh, go ahead, Kelly. Yeah, you're at the top because I had to call you back, so go ahead.
You know why? Because if their wives would do some of the things that some of these butch queens or these transsexuals was out here doing to them, they wouldn't have to go other places looking for it.
Okay. And what are some of those things? It's a lot of guys.
A lot of cons don't like to eat ass. Some of these guys like to, you know, get finger popped and play with dildos and stuff and stuff. And if the woman will be comfortable enough with slaying a man with a dildo, okay, then it wouldn't be no need for them to go someplace else and not judge them for what they want to do.
Okay, so you say it's about the dildo.
Wow. Baby, please. They ain't coming to see. They ain't coming to see us. I know you don't like to hear this, but they ain't coming to see. They ain't coming to see us for nothing else, honey. They're coming to see us for Naima Footlaw.
Oh my lord!
Please.
Well, not all of them. Now, let's cut that out. Not all of them. Thank you, Jasmine.
Yes, not all of them.
A lot of them are not looking for dick. A lot of them are looking for things that the girls don't do, like you said, eating ass. Or there's this big, you know, I guess, urban myth that gay men or whatever suck dick better than anyone else. Or they have tighter asses better than anyone else.
Wow.
Or little things like that that make them feel that way. Or like a girl, you know, they want to place all this masculinity around a real female, but when they do get in bed with another male or someone of the same sex, they kind of cunt out a lot, you know, and you know, they feel that they can be a little bit more open, like, oh, touch my ass or stick your finger in my ass or things like that. So, you know, there's certain little things. Jason, what are some of your experiences? Or what
but
you
know
what?
But before you get to Jason, I want everybody. If y'all go to Google and y'all put Harlem piece of trade, get Harlem trade, get turned out. Y'all would see my cunt girlfriend boyfriend getting turned out by this tranny, and she fucking gagging. She got 5 kids and everything.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
Jasmine, in my experience from the few that I dealt with. First, I'm going to start, and it's no offense to females because I have sisters, so, and I love females. But from the female, from looking at some of the females that they dealt with, the females that they dealt with were really aggressive, really angry, really bitter, nagged them, so that when they came to me, it was just real chill. It was like a sense, a place of stability where they didn't hear something. I wasn't arguing with them. I wasn't bickering with them. I didn't want to hear about their problems at home. We cooked. I mean, I cooked. We would play the game. We would talk because we didn't always have relations. Sometimes it was just chill. And it was like, that's why I was like, the guys that end up hitting on me are the kind of guys, because I tell a straight guy in a minute, I'm not attracted to straight men. I've never been attracted to straight men. So if I'm attracted to you, it's something there. So you're not that straight if I was attracted to you. So when the guys that I dealt with, it was more along the lines, somebody that they could hang out with, somebody they could just chill with, a place to get away from her because they didn't want to hear all the bickering and the bitching that she was doing.
Wow.
Because sometimes a female, and I have to tell my sisters this, sometimes a female will break down a man's masculinity by telling him he not shit, he's never going to do nothing. So they get tired of hearing that. And when they meet a man or they meet a homeboy, have a homeboy that's just not comforting, but being supportive, like, man, well, you need to get out of that situation or you need to do this. And sometimes male-on-male relationships happen out of nothing. Sometimes they have happened innocently. It wasn't set out to happen, but it just happened. She put him out. He needed a place to stay. Dude took him in. They got to talking. He got to crying. Next thing you know, somebody's sucking somebody's dick. It just happened.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Oh, God. Ow. All right, let me go to, hold on, since she hasn't had a chance to talk. She was actually on another phone call. Vonna, you're on the air. Vonna?
sorry, I was on mute. My phone was muted. I'm right here.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, hey, Bronna.
Hey.
Have you had a chance to listen to what we were talking about?
I was just listening to the silly end of what Kelly and Jason were commenting on. I heard that much.
All right, well, we're talking about DL guys and experiences with them and so forth and so on. But the question right now is, what do you feel about DL guys that causes them to mix and mingle with the same sex? You know, what causes that to happen, that they feel that they're not getting at home or in their relationship with the opposite sex, that they have to come do this on the down low and then go back? You know, what is your maybe experiences or your opinions on that?
Well, I guess coming from a different place than somebody like Jason, who is a butch queen. So maybe I guess masculine butch queen, masculine DL guys deal with butch queens probably different than they deal with some of us TSs. I have to kind of lean towards agreeing with Kelly when in my own personal experiences. Like, most guys come to me because of things that they heard or stuff like that. I'm not going to be extremely nasty or vulgar about it, but it's definitely the best of both worlds kind of deal. That's probably the best I can say. When they deal with TSs, they still get the femininity and the caring and stuff that they get from a woman, but then they also get the sternness, the attitude, the ego that, you know, that we still have as, you know, being both sexes to me. So, I mean, DL men, I don't feel like this, anything happens by circumstance, though. Sometimes it's just things that they wanted to do that they haven't tried, and so then when they get an opportunity to do so, they do it.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Thank you, Ronna. Naima, what is your opinion? Naima?
I really don't have an opinion. I'm just, you know, still listening. Because I told you how I felt.
All right, cool. So, you know, all right. Sean, what's the reason you think they come creeping on over?
Well, I'm going to say this, honey. I feel like whatever's in you is going to come out. Okay? Right. And that's just the bottom line. You know, and the thing about it is they're not always coming over, like, to get slayed and stuff like that. Sometimes they want to get, you know, it could be simple things like, you know, their woman, they don't like to suck dick. And they don't, not even just don't like to suck dick, they don't like to deep throat and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they figure, okay, I've heard of, you know, guys that deep throat, so they probably want to try it out and stuff like that. So it could be a many of things why they creep and why they do what they do. But like I said before, whatever's in you is going to come out. You know, and I'm a strong believer in that. You know, it's not something, oh, all of a sudden you're 45 years old and now you decide to just mess with a man or whatever. I just don't believe stuff like that. That, it was already in you, bottom line. So, you know.
Okay. Darnell, are you back? Darnell? All right, I think we lost Darnell, Sakina. You might want to check on him. You might want to call back and impress when I think we lost him. J-Rock?
Why do I think they come on over? What is that what y'all asking?
Yeah, why do you think they do what they do? Why do you think, you know, what is it about the opposite, I mean, the same sex that causes them to do this?
Okay, so you're talking about the lowdown, brothers. All right. I don't think it caused them to creep out. I think, like he said, whatever's in you is going to come out. And I've seen that PlayStation and childish games are a very powerful weapon when it comes to getting a motherfucker to do some gay shit.
Yep, Lord. That is true.
I'm just giving it to y'all real. Let me tell y'all something. Just like we have gaydar, DL brothers got gaydar, because let me tell you something, straight dudes, like people that are straight and just really don't have nothing to do with gay or whatever, they have never, even if I told them that I was gay, they still, when they make a gay joke and I say, man, I didn't really find that funny, they always say, I really forgot. It's the DL brothers that already know my team, because they got gaydar because they're gay. They're just in fucking denial, so I don't think there's nothing they're just attracted to the male sex, but they like, I'm sorry to say this, y'all, but they like Bishop. Bishop, you know when you say they green, they just want their cake and eat it too. Because like I said, y'all gonna find this, y'all make some lying, but I'm telling y'all the truth. I love women. I actually love women. I love femininity. I like having sex with women. But like I said, ain't no one, I have yet to find a girl. A boy will sleep with a man that likes women, but it is very hard to find a woman that knows that you are attracted to males.
Exactly.
So it is very hard because, like I said, I like women. I don't like really like masculinity and all this kind of stuff. I like feminine qualities. It's just I like men, but I really like women. So I like both of them, but I'm not going to – I'm like this. You are with who you with. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I call them low down.
J-Rock, I have to disagree with you. I have to disagree with you, J-Rock, because, bitch, I still got cunts that be trying to sleep with me. And I'm not talking about butches. I'm talking about real cunts, hair and bras, panties and everything, bitch, that still be trying to have me, bitch, and I be gagging. Okay?
Wow.
And I like the butches, bitch, but I ain't going to sleep with no motherfucking cunts. She got to be 5'5", Puerto Rican, long hair, and I'll do her. But these cunts that be trying to do me, baby, please.
Well, you know what, Jasmine, we will definitely get into that as well.
Wow.
You know what, Jasmine, before you move on, it's another thing that comes kind of with this kind of a conversation when it comes to what brings them over. Me and a lot of us sit on the show, of course, many a time about me being incarcerated. And a lot, it happens to a lot of definitely black guys and young black guys and when they're incarcerated. And one thing that I came to notice in the time that I spent locked up is that most of them, even in there, did not want to mess around. But being, I guess, secluded from women and not being able to have that feminine touch or, you know, be around that certain switch or to see breasts or whatever, that I had a lot of sex in prison because of that as well. Because, they, you know, they just were missing the touch and the feel. And even though they gagged because what we did actually wasn't kind of like, you know, on their mind until it happened. But it's just what they were given. They, you know, they were just missing something and they were yearning for something. And sometimes even in the real world or what we say, you know, outside of the gate, is, you know, they're missing something or they're missing a companionship, and sometimes we can pull them over to do what we want. And most people, it just depends on what they do sexually. When you come to about sexually, what they do with you, they won't do with another person. So, you know, what they might do with Jason or J-Rock, they might not do with me, Kelly, or you. You know what I'm saying? So it's completely different, too, when it comes to that.
They can't do what they do with us with Jasmine because she is who we get.
We ain't playing none of that.
Well, Jasmine, you know what?
I could tell y'all stories about people now, honey. It'd be a mess.
But Jasmine.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing because then there is an issue, like, with, you know, because I just don't understand it. Because my thing is, if you're on the down low or you're bisexual, whatever the case is, and you say you don't like, the first thing they say a lot of times when it comes to the gay man, I don't like nothing feminine, I want something masculine. But you're bisexual and you say that you have a girlfriend. That don't make sense to me, honestly.
You know why they want something masculine? They want something masculine for the same reason what Sakina said earlier, because that masculine dude, they can bring that nigga over to his house and they can sit there and they can play the PlayStation together and act like boys and shit. And as soon as that bitch leaves and she can't have her ass to work or can't have her ass to her girlfriend, bitch, the game is off, bitch, and they playing the game in the bed.
But that's just like, to me, it's kind of stupid because it's a lot of aggression with all of that. And then they don't even know who's going to do what and all this, and they crazy.
And that's the fun of it all. I'm telling
it's
you, I'm telling
really
you, the T-girl, that's the fun of it all.
Baby, what they do is they think they still straight. They still straight. I suck him. He suck me. I fuck him. Now we going back to playing the games, and we boys, man. Ain't
yeah,
none of that shit.
They don't think about it like that.
Is it just the sex? Is it that they want sex with another man? Well, I mean, what is
leading them to leave women, it's all about the sex.
It's all about the sex.
Okay. Yeah, it's like 80% sex and a, like 20% like in a different kind of companionship and a different kind of understanding. Because like was said earlier, it's still you can't just pop up and be gay at 22.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
So the 20% of understanding is this person knows what I'm going through mentally. This person has been down this road. This person knows. So now I'm comfortable enough to do this 80% of swinging from the chandelier kind of thing because. In the 20% realm, they know me and they understand me more than almost anybody else have. So the understanding comes into play, but you better believe that it's sex because the first thing when it comes to a faggot, a transsexual, whatever the case, butch queen, whatever the case may be, the first thing they want to do is have sex with us. So we definitely can't say that it's not about sex. So the first thing is what's good, how's that hair, how big is that dick, whatever they're going to say to you, whatever you do sexually, that's what they're going to ask. And they always think, well, how did you have sex with him? Well, what did y'all do? Did they do this? How did that feel? They always super, it's like they're 13 again and they're learning about sex. So they're always hungry for it when it comes to something that they're new to.
But I'm someone who said, I can't remember who said it, but they said it has to be in you already. So is it that it's in my man and he want to have sex with another man? So I have nothing to do with that. So if I was doing everything that he wanted, he still would go to another man.
That is true.
No matter if you being the queen of Sheba to him,
that's right.
I don't have to disagree with you because I think if he wanted you to strap on and you was doing that, I don't think that he would go out and be someplace else, baby. Because I tell all my cousins, this is your man wants you to bitch to get freaky, bitch. You get motherfucking freaky, honey. Because if you don't get freaky, bitch, trust and believe, he's gonna be at one of my girlfriends.
That's not true.
They're gonna want it to come and everything. Eventually, they're gonna cross over.
I mean, I agree.
How do you receive that as a woman if your man says, "I want you to put on a strap," or you look at him like, "What?"
I agree with that, but at the end of the day, Callie, he's going to still want the touch of another man.
Exactly. Yeah, he's going to want that dick up in him. He's going to want that skin.
The thing about it is, you could be the best at everything, Kelly, but in the back of a man's head, he's going to feel like there's something better out there. So I don't care what you do, honey.
Let me say something, y'all, really quickly. If you guys don't know the average man himself, whoever's talking or got their phone on speaker, please fix it because I can hear echoes. We have to look at men themselves in general.
Mm-hmm.
Men themselves walk around being 100% horny. Their dicks get hard numerous times a day, so forth and so on. Men in general, a lot of men like younger women, a lot of men like certain parts of the body. Men to me are just like the average thing, all men are dogs, so forth and so on. I've said this numerous times. I personally don't think that, I think you can do everything in your power to please your man, but sometimes they just will not feel 100% satisfied until they just continue to go out there and do what they want to do. Even if they weren't bisexual or on the down low, the other problem that you're having or you would be having is the fact that they're cheating. They're just never really happy where they're at. You know, it's very hard to find a good man that is going to be 100% faithful to you. I mean, they're out there. If you have one, God bless you, but it's just very, very hard because sometimes they're just greedy. Men think on a level of children sometimes, on a childhood level, even at an adult age, and a lot of it to me is influence. You're influenced by their coworkers. They're influenced by the boys. You know, they're hearing about all this and that. They're on the basketball court. and the guys are talking about the tight pussy they had last night, so forth and so on, and they feel like, oh, wow, I'm in a relationship. I can't do, you know, I can't do the things that I used to want to do, things of that sort, blah, blah, blah. So they're going to go out there no matter what. You can be the perfect housewife, the perfect companion, and they're just going to do what they want to do because they just feel they never can feel 100% satisfied. So I don't agree with the whole if you can give them everything and they won't do nothing. To me, they're just pretty much greedy. Now, when it comes to down low guys and the whole bisexuality term or gay term or why they do it, in all honesty, and I say this to Shantae, because you're the one who started the topic, there's so many levels of bisexuality and down low brothers, and there's so many reasons. You may have a down low brother or a guy who just probably likes to go get his dick sucked or fuck a guy or someone in their ass. That's the only thing they do. And then they go back home to the woman. Or you may have the ones that are very masculine and they play this role, but yet deep down inside they have these gay feelings, and there's nothing that you can do, even if you were to put a strap on and have sex
right.
with them and try to satisfy them, it still would not be the touch of a male. That's what they're going to be missing, and that's what
right.
they're going to do, and they're going to have to feel the touch of a male or an actual dick or penis or whatever we want to call it. They're going to have to feel that way. But the reason why they're never going to open up to it is because they're probably still ashamed, or they haven't accepted who they are, or they don't want to accept or be labeled because of, again, how the family may feel, the church may feel, the workplace may feel. They may have kids, so forth and so on. You know, so they have to, they just live their life in the closet because they're just not 100% comfortable within themselves, which is unfair to the women or the people they're in a relationship with. And then you have the ones that do mess with only transgenders. They won't want to mess with another guy. They only like the feminine, the transgenders. And a lot of the times it's not just about, you know, fucking and sucking and stuff. It's just, again, having the best of both worlds. One thing I will say is a feminine guy or a transgender will know how to treat that man. They will treat them like a king. They will sit there and cook for them, listen to them. They'll be their best friend. They'll be the one that will, you know, when they're having problems at work. I mean, a lot of guys will say, my girl or my wife, she don't even ask me how I'm doing or how it was work or how it was school. She don't want to help me. It's all about her.
Mm-hmm.
She wants her hair done. She wants her nails done. I got to take care of the kids. It's always about her and when I'm going to get some money and da-da-da-da. And no one thinks about me, but when I come over to this side, I'm treated like a king. I'm treated like that man. And
Wait a minute, Desmond. No, for real. No shame. I'm about to be 39 years old, right? No shame now. Relationships, long-term relationships, and gay male, and whatever, that shit is not, like, real. Like, so why two men don't stay together too long? Why gay men don't really do long-term relationships?
Well,
they treat them like a king and all that. What's
like
that's
I said,
true.
Because
wait a minute, Jasmine. Who just asked that question?
Nikina,
that's not true.
That's not true at all. I have a really close friend. They've been together 22 years, and they're two men. They've had arguments. They've had fights. They've had weekend.
How many other you got? Who's that? That's Naima.
No. This is Vanna.
Hi, Vanna. How many situations you know like that we are?
I know a few, but you know the difference that you see? Well, I want to tell you the big difference. The big difference is the people that live everyday lives as gay people where they're not into the heavy club scene or they're not heavily into
large
groups of gay friends and stuff like that. That makes the difference. And of course, we don't seem to know, because like there's someone like me who is, you know, heavily into the, you know, the active alternative life, underground world kind of thing. That is kind of, it's different there, because you know I'm traveling, you know, to 15, 20 states, and you know, in 2 months. So of course, you know, I'm seeing different people. I'm seeing, oh, he attractive here, he attractive there. So that's different than someone who is, but I think who is going through and dealing with real life things. I say that a lot of lesbians last a long time because they're not into that kind of lifestyle like that. You know, they want to adopt kids together, buy a house, and go to work. You know what I'm saying? So they don't have a ton of gay friends to see them, you know, be together for 10 or 15 years. But I do know a lot of couples in my time that I've seen that.
Well, I know of one. It was Andre and Deshaun, God bless his soul. And you know Andre's all into the scene and stuff like that. So, I mean, I do agree that that probably has a lot to do with it. But, I mean, it's not that common, y'all. Don't front. It's not that common.
But it's not that common, but it also depends on the lifestyle that you live.
Jasmine, I think a lot of people get confused because first of all, we looking at it from a gay scene. Y'all have to realize if you do your statistics, long-term relationships ain't lasting nowhere. Nobody wants to get married anymore. It has nothing to do with gay, bisexual, or anything. If your man is sleeping and want to sleep with a woman, want to sleep with a man, want to sleep with a woman, it ain't because he's bisexual. It's because he's a low-down, dirty dog. If he was a straight man, he would be sleeping with a bunch of women. When you meet who you're with, it's about love. If you're with who you're with, it don't matter what the sex is about. If that person you love, you're going to only be with that person. That's why a lot of married men, their wives slap them and say, what the fuck you looking at? I was just looking, baby. I can't look. But they would never sleep with the girl. It's the same way. And a lot of people, like I said, you're looking at it, we're looking at it from a gay standpoint. And like it's funny that Vonna said that because y'all know I'm an open book. The gay life is what ruined my 9-year relationship. I'm not going to lie. Because when I was just going to work and coming home, going to work and coming home, I never had nothing to, you know, I didn't see all these little young queens and all this kind of stuff and people making up shit and going back to your spouse and saying, oh, he was talking to me on Facebook.
Can I say something here?
I was trying to name, but Naima, go ahead.
Well, go ahead. Yeah, let me even say something real quick, and then we have a whole bunch of callers, and this is probably going to have to turn into a 2-part episode, because we're just really killing it with time. So it gets really deep, but go ahead, Naima, real quick.
Is the two original girls still on here?
Well, I am. Shantae is here.
Okay, Shantae's
here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me say this, okay, since everybody is just dancing around it. Not to get all deep, you know what I give, but let's face the realization here. We live in a world where we are just separated in every direction, in every shape, in every form, from everything. It's when if society was turned around and being straight was looked at like with a bad taste in your mouth, like, oh, you straight? Oh, my goodness, you got to be gay because that's what it's supposed to be or whatever like that. You know, it would be, you know, the shoe would be on the other foot. We had to realize that we are being separated from everything. I keep telling everybody this, from religion, from food. We're just being disconnected from each other. When we learn that we are being disconnected for whatever reason, because I'm not going to get into that because it's not what the show is about, but when we learn that we are being disconnected, we are being separated from each other and pulled away from each other, because when we're together, we're more powerful. I'm not saying spiritual. I'm just saying together as a whole, you know, whether it's man, woman, cat, dog, whatever. When we all are in unison and we're together and we're vibing and everything like that and our energies is flowing and everything like that, we can accomplish more things. When we're separated, we tend to go to the negative side and want to judge and want to condemn and it creates hate and things like that. I always keep telling people that religion is the biggest thing that creates separation amongst the people of the world. And it creates judgment, it creates hate, it creates hostility, it creates all the negative things that religion is supposed to, quote-unquote, I'm not even getting to that, but anyway, like I said, It's a big separation. And
there you go, Naima.
Thank you, Naima. Okay. Jason, you wanted to say something real quick?
Your girl
cut me off. Vonna kind of sort of said basically what I was going, some of what I wanted to say. But what I was going to say is that relationships in gay relationships in our world don't tend to work because people don't want to put in the effort to make them work. You get into one first, you get into your first small argument, and fuck you, I'm leaving, I don't want to see you no more, and then it's over. And then we tend to fall in love too fast. We meet you on Monday, you my husband on Tuesday, on Wednesday I'm moving you in.
How you know about my last relationship?
That's deep, Jason.
And if you're not going to take the time, my mother and my mother's friend were together, God rest my mother's soul, were together for 35 years. And my mother and my mother's friend met accidentally. And that was my mother's only lesbian relationship. And I watched that relationship. I grew up in that relationship, and they were friends. And they argued, and they bickered, and there were other women that came along and tried to say things, but they fought. And they fought like the older people did, like my grandmother. My grandma was like, your grandfather had affairs, but, bitch, I bought this house. I fixed this house up. I'll be damned if another bitch gonna move into a house I made a home. So if we're willing to fight for what we say, if I love you, how can I love you today and then on Tuesday I can't stand you, I never want to see you again, I'm blocking you on Facebook, then, bitch, I never really loved you, I lust you.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Amen to that.
That is true.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, amen. All right, let me get you some callers. And Bishop,
yes, get
I know
some of
you're these there.
Callers. Amen to that. Cause I don't understand it, Jason. How you say you love somebody for 3.5 years, and then the next month you got a tattoo of another bitch and you living with her.
Okay.
Mm.
That
okay,
sounds
Kelly.
Very personal.
Okay, Kelly. Bishop, we are going to come to you. But let me get to some of these callers really quickly because I know they're pressing 1. 347-327, you're on the air.
It's me, Darnell. So I heard a lot of what you guys are saying about, you know, like I wanted to interject about what Keena said. You know, like everybody else is saying to her too, there is no perfect relationship, you know. At any time, somebody could be gay, they can be straight, they could be bisexual. You know, I just think it's like, the way that the wind is blown is how everybody feels, you know? Like that girl who has that first lesbian experience doesn't mean that she's going to be a lesbian for the rest of her life, you know, and want to get married and go adopt a child and all that kind of thing. I think sexuality is something that it can change at any time. Like, you know, people forget that we are human beings. Like, you know, every day is not planned out for us. You know, you might wake up tomorrow and want to, you know, transform and be a man, you know? That you feel in your heart and your mind that you're supposed to be a man, or you feel in your mind and your heart.
You think you're going to wake up tomorrow and want some fish? Because I don't.
Oh.
I might wake up tomorrow and want some fish and some pork. You know?
All right,
it's
we have just, another caller. 347-575, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing good. This is Kyle. I'm calling in. I actually wanted to agree with something that Kelly said. Like, if you are pleasuring your man and doing whatever at home, he might not leave. And also, what I wanted to say about before was I've dated bisexual men, and what I've noticed is a lot of them said that dating men are actually sometimes easier emotionally than dating women because, like, all the drama and all the things that come with their baby mama and everything like that. And then when they're dating another guy, it's not, their arguments aren't that crazy, whatever like that. Sexually, it's a little bit more adventurous and things like that. And Jasmine, I also, like, another point, I wanted to ask you a question. Like, you went through that whole spiel about, like, men wanting all these different things, but how do you explain women cheating? Because I have plenty of straight women friends that cheat on them like crazy, too. So,
yeah,
a lot of women
are not into it either. They really
are. Yeah, so I think that it's an individualistic thing. I think it's going back to what you said, if you find a good man, a good woman, or whatever, that's a good thing. But at the same time, I think Kelly's sort of right in a certain understand for as like women, in straight relationships, they don't want to do something big for the bedroom. So a bisexual or BL man is going looking for another male, a transgender woman. He's going to be able to open Pandora's box. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Let me ask you a quick question. Now, you said that most of the old men say that, you know, going with, other men is easier because it's, like, a lot less crazier. Let's say even outside of sex. Let's take sex out of the equation. Now, what would be – now, let's deal with somebody, again, like me, Jasmine, or Kelly, or Naima, who have transitioned, who take hormones, who attitudes are, you know, blow like the wind, sporadic, who, to be honest, is a lot like their baby mamas and their wives because, you know, we have our own demands and our own things. Then what's the reason for coming over this way? Then you should just go be gay. So there's more to the story than it's just being easy. That's really my point to that. It's just that's their excuse because it feels easy, and so it sounds good to say, and it's a kind of a pacifier, and it kind of makes you as a gay man think like, oh, okay, well, bitch, I make it easy for him.
I agree with that.
No, but at the same time, I can't speak from the transgender experience, like most definitely, but I'm just saying like from the top of the head, like. I've dated bisexual guys, and they've all, like, said to me, like, they love women or whatever like that, but it just always gets complicated. As far as the transgender thing, I just think that they're battling demons and skeletons with themselves that they can't fully confront. Because if you're attracted to a transgender woman or whatever like that.
Women, hold on. Let him finish. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that if you're attracted to a transgender woman, just keep it real. You're attracted to transgender women, but they're in denial about that with themselves. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, if you're dating someone who's taking hormones and has behavioral patterns just like a female, you're just sitting here playing yourself, playing the field. You know what I'm saying? But as far as men are concerned, it's a trickier thing. Because it's like when they're dating their baby mamas or they're dating the woman that they've been with for a long time, it's like, oh my God, I come home and blah, 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 blah.
Sorry, can I interject as a woman? Because I'm just saying, if I have a man and he's like, okay, you're not doing certain things in the bedroom, so I'm going to go find another man, that makes no sense to me. It's like, you must want to be with a man. Like, how the hell are you?
No, I'm not denying that.
Go to another woman because another woman might be doing things I'm not doing, but to say that because I'm not doing certain things in the bedroom, I'm going to go to another man, I think that's a cop-out. I mean, I don't think
it is. Definitely.
Let's talk about
some of
the ways that you could say that.
Wait, hold on. So can I ask you a question? So if your man wanted to have a threesome and he wanted to bring another man in the bed, would you be comfortable with that?
Hell no.
It all depends on your situation. It all depends on who you are as a person. And what
because if I'm with a man that wants to be with another man, then obviously he doesn't
want to
be with a woman. So then you go and do you and be with the man.
That's
it.
Because all the time he's been sleeping with you, he's been thinking about another man. That's why he was able to climax with you and get hard.
Okay.
And that's just the bottom line. Right, exactly. So you can't say because a woman doesn't want to do certain things that gives a man a right to be with another man.
I'm not justifying it at all.
Can I say something real quick?
I want to get to these callers really quickly because it's getting late, and then we're going to take individually, we're going to answer questions because you guys are talking among each other and nobody can hear you, and I'm getting a whole bunch of complaints. Now, just one by one, we're going to go through this one by one. But, caller, thank you for calling in, and we're going to go to the next caller because a million people got their hands up, and they're pressing one like they just are impatient. So, 434-262, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
My name is Jodia St. Clair. I just have a question. Well, it's not a question, but my thing is, why does the so-called DL men that want to mess with the transgender community, like, want you to be all dolled up. They want you to put on your good hair, your lashes, your good makeup, your good outfit, your good heels and everything. And as soon as you get there, then that's when they want to say, oh, I want you to be rough with me. I want you, like, you know, be really aggressive with me and everything. And it's just like, come on now. Like, you gave me the, you know, the idea that I was coming over there. Not, I was getting slayed. So, ooh, you know, it's
you
just.
You know what? Okay, can I make a comment on that real quick? Okay, the reason why, and it's, and because I've escorted, it's the being able to lose control. It's the baby, the fact that, you know, they control their women, they raise kids, you know, they do kids, they have jobs, they're this man at home. So when they come to us with the best of both worlds kind of deal, they're able to be able to relinquish control to somebody and be able to, you know, get penetrated or do whatever they want to do, and they're able to kill that other side of them that they have to deal with every single day. That's the, my kind of my vision when it comes to that.
I just realized something. Y'all refuse to accept the fact that these men are gay.
I think
that some people will sit there, regardless to what, if they penetrate in these dudes or whatever, and say, this is a straight man. And that goes for femme queens and butch queens alike.
We let them feel the illusion that they want to feel. But we know right. exactly what
no,
the
but
fuck
Kelly,
they
I'm
are.
Listening. And some people are really talking like these men are trade or straight.
Baby, let me tell you something. Let me tell you one thing, baby, okay? I hate when a motherfucking guy hits you up and you sitting here and you conversating with him and you talk with him and then he come over and he tells you it's his first time and he ain't never do this. ain't no first motherfucking time of coming over, and as soon as it's your first time, bitch, you going down there and you touching my motherfucking lily, okay? You just
right.
want to kiss and suck up on the titties and probably beat up this motherfucking ass the first time, okay? You ain't no first motherfucking timer. You down there, you sucking in all types of motherfucking shit, bitch. You done been with another girl before. Don't beat me with that
keep
motherfucking
keep it real,
bullshit.
Cal. How many old guys we know that they came into the lifestyle dating a trans woman? A lot.
Yeah.
We know a lot. And now they voted for them. And now they voted for
them.
Listen, y'all, for real now. I'm going to wind up muting y'all, and then y'all not going to be able to talk. So, again, I'm asking everyone to respect the show and just wait till you're called upon to say something. Please.
I'm sorry, Jasmine.
I'm just going to start muting. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hello, caller.
Yes, hi. I'd like to ask a question. I was in a relationship a couple of years ago, and when I met the man, he had told me he used to be a pimp and he was in the church. So I didn't judge him. And I started seeing different little stuff, like him crossing his legs, and the feeling was real strong. And then I started seeing other things, like other men come over. And then when they would come over, he would shut them down and say, not today. And the feeling was really strong. And so when I started seeing him around my family, you know, had been, you know, had experienced that. And, so when they met him, they both told me it was like he's bisexual. They was like he's bisexual. And I wanted to receive it, but then again, I didn't. And then I was like ignoring certain signs. And then when I would see like other men come, I'd call him at 2 o'clock in the morning. And then he would go outside. And then the man would be outside. And I'd be like, well, what is he, you know, what do you want? And he'd be like, oh, he just wanted me to pray for him. You know, and I was just like, So when I confronted him and I asked him, I was being with a man and having sex with a man.
Let her finish. Oh, my God. Let's stop laughing, y'all. Let her finish.
Yeah, seriously. Stop laughing. It's
he would be like, no. First, he wouldn't even respond. He'll just stare, and then he'll be like, no. And then he'll ask me, well, have you ever been with a woman? And I was like, yeah, I've done some things, drunk, you know, whatever. I was being honest and real. So when I felt it, I felt this feeling was real strong, but I kept continuing to the relationship. And then he had asked me one day about a baby, if he was to get me pregnant, would I give him the baby? And I said, no. Well, anyways, we had a baby.
and now he's trying to take my baby away from me. And now I notice, like, he acts like a woman. Anything is tit for tat. Anything is, like, competition. I can come here better than you. I can do anything. I can do this better than you. And now I'm like, oh, my God, I messed around with a man that's on the DL, and he needs to come out and just be real and be, you know what I'm saying, just come out with it. And I'm angry and I'm upset because I just feel like I was deceived, but at the same time, I had signs and I ignored them.
Can I say something to her, speaking from experience? This is Darnell. Okay. So I was in a relationship with a young man for 4 years. 4 years, I knew that he was bisexual, he liked girls, you know, he's young and all that kind of stuff. And one day we had a fight, you know, he went about his business. And, you know, like an hour or two later, the bell rings. I'm thinking it's him coming back, whatever, you know. Do you know who knocked on the door? A girl that said that she was his baby mother, you know. And I said to her, you know, I mean, that's my man, you know. If that's your baby father, then you need to take him out of here and he needs to be with you, you know. So girls are oblivious to what's going on with men that are on the down low, that are bisexual, that are gay, because they want to keep it confined within them, you know? So it's kind of hard for any of us to tell. Like, you know, a lot of women think that because you're gay or you dealt with somebody like that, that you know everybody that is, like, on the down low and all that kind of stuff. A lot of girls mess with guys that are bisexual and that are on the down low and all that kind of thing, you know? Sometimes it's blatant, sometimes it's not blatant, you know? But it's a lot of girls don't, you know, look past it, you know? I'm sure this girl knows that the last relationship that he was in before her was with a man, you know? I'm having this baby that was dealing with a man. Some girls don't care, some girls do care. But what he did was, basically, he was just a woman.
Don't know. I think women know and we just ignore the signs. That's right.
Exactly. Yeah, women, a lot of women do ignore it because women have this thing about any situation that they feel that they can change the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, if they mess with somebody that is a druggie, oh, I feel I can change that. Or, you know, like, I can just change the situation. And that's where the problem comes in. Like, you cannot change those urges and those feelings a lot of times, you know? Like, either you're with it for a good fuck, you know? But, I think we just ignore the sign.
Some women would rather be with someone than be alone.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And a lot of women are like that. And then it could also be that of because he has good dick or whatever. Because dick is a powerful thing, whether you know it or not.
Look, this is what I say. Dick is demonic.
Yeah, it is.
But I feel that lady's pain because transgenders are the same. You know, sometimes we ignore things. Sometimes we overlook things. Sometimes, you know, we put things, we compartmentalize things to, so that people, you know, just so that we can be happy. And what she was saying in a call, you kind of answered your own question when you said, you know, that you were looking past them. You're paying no attention. Your family was telling you, all the signs were, you know, waving in your face, but you chose to do something different because that's what you, at the end, that's what you really wanted to do. And now that you have a baby and you have these obligations and this back and forth kind of thing is going on, the competition, now you're feeling some kind of way because you feel like, you feel kind of silly about it, but you can't feel silly because at the end of all of the confusion and negativity and the deception, you have your child. So, you know, something still good came out of it.
Right. What I was saying to that is, you know, I recently seen this person after a couple of months after all of that happened, you know, and I seen that person, and he came in, he said, I'm very unhappy. You know, I'm very confused. I don't know why I did what I did, you know? And she throws that in his face now, you know? Like when he goes away or they having an argument, they having a fight, she goes, oh, you're going to go back to your boo, your man, you know, you're a fucking faggot, you know, you're sucking each other's dick, you know, you don't know. But you knew what you signed up for.
Wow.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's
all
the way
right, we have another caller. 917-693, you're on the air. 917-693. All right, private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a question. If a straight guy allows a woman to strap on a dildo and fuck him in the ass, finger his ass, or lick his ass, but he dates women only. Does that make him gay?
No.
No.
That makes him freaky.
That makes him a freak. Mhm. Gay is having sex with the same sex. So
right.
He's not having sex with the same sex. He's having sex with the opposite sex. So he's definitely straight. He's just extremely a go liver.
I feel like when you are gay, you are openly gay. People know that you are gay. You are able to walk down the street and hold your lover's hand. You are able to kiss in public. You are able, you know, people know that you are gay.
Now, that's too much power.
I don't know, because when I became a licensed peer educator and you go through all of those groups and everything and stuff, they said in that group that when I was becoming a licensed peer educator, they said, you're not, if you have sexual relations with a man, that does not make you gay. They said what makes you gay is when you take up that lifestyle.
Yeah, the lifestyle, yes. I agree with that.
100%.
Because that's what they said in that group. They said you could go and get your dick sucked by a man, that doesn't make you gay, but when you take up the lifestyle, that is what makes you gay.
So what is the lifestyle?
Who's agreeing?
So what is the lifestyle then?
But I don't know.
I would have to say taking up that lifestyle would be if when you go from just coming over and right, you accept it, and then you take it to the point where you're living together. You're actually going out on dates, when you're actually doing the things, and you've now made it a relationship where it was just a hookup. When it was just fucking, it was just fucking. But now that you decided that, okay, you know what, once the word love comes out your mouth, or it goes from an emotion of fucking to an emotion of I care for this person, you've now crossed over into you're now in a gay relationship. I think there's slightly some contradiction in that somewhere. It is. Okay, because if you're going over to another man's house to get your dick sucked, but that is a lifestyle to me, and you're doing it all the time. To
it's
me it is.
Lifestyle. That's all it is.
Okay.
I mean, I would have to agree, Sean, because that's just like
wait,
a man's
hold it. Jasmine was saying something, y'all.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. Kelly hit it right on the nose. And again, this is pretty much our opinion or my opinion, as well
right.
as, you know, what, you know, statistically what they say in general. But I truly do not believe that if a guy goes and gets his dick sucked by another guy or whatever, that he is actually gay. I don't believe that. I may question the bisexuality thing, but more personally, I just don't believe that. I believe when it comes to the fact of living the life, that is what the life is, the lifestyle itself. If a woman goes and, like they always say, in college, got drunk, she slept with another woman, does that make her now an official lesbian?
No, so
you
that's
know,
a double standard.
It's the same thing. Guys say the same thing. Guys get drunk, get high, they let somebody suck their dick, so does that mean that they're gay?
Okay, Jasmine, let me ask you this. Now, there's a difference between, I'm drunk or I'm high or I'm in college and I experiment and I make a mistake. But, like, say, like, the other guy's on, you know, he was in a four-year relationship with a bisexual, with a guy who had a girlfriend.
That's called bisexual. When it comes to that long-term thing, then I would definitely say the whole bisexuality.
To be honest, most of the guys that we would consider DL or trade or whatever the word you tend to give your reasons, you know, those people are doing that long term. You know, they're on the party line. You know, they're on the tag and the mocha space and stuff. They're doing this stuff continuously. You can't continuously make the same mistake. You're not experimenting for 15 years.
Well, yeah,
exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, again, like there, when it comes to sex and fetishes and things of that sort, in all honesty, we can't label them. Or how are we going to label them? What do we call someone who actually likes to get fucked by animals? What do we call someone
Bestiality.
Yeah.
Nasty. Exactly. Nancy is...
Somebody's washing dishes and doing a whole bunch of stuff that's giving me, y'all know how I get, a headache. So we're not going to do that. And since y'all want to give me a headache, this is what I'm going to do now. I'm going to give y'all a headache. Bishop, you're out of the air.
Oh, thank
you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I knew it was coming.
Hey, what's
up,
y'all?
Bishop.
Hey, Bishop.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Bishop.
My main focus is that my own experience. I'm me all day.
So let me ask you a couple of questions, Bishop. Do
sure.
you like to be labeled as a gay individual or bisexual?
I don't like to be labeled as a tranny chaser. I don't like to be labeled as a trade. I don't like to be labeled as a bush queen. I don't like to be labeled as none of them. I'm me all day. Because the simple fact is that God made me in his own image. So
mm-hmm.
I look at it like that. You know, 100%, you have people out here that, you know, label people. And my experience with transgender women, it was a lustful thing. Now that I've grown up and developed morals, that's the thing. That's the key thing for me. Morals.
Please
morals.
Fix that phone. Right. Someone's carrying on fiercely.
If you're doing something that is while you're on the phone, washing dishes, moving around, just mute your phone because we can hear you and we can't hear the callers. So please respect the show. If you are doing anything besides sitting in one spot on the phone, go ahead, Bishop.
Morals came to me, I say about 3 years ago. I had to notice that, it's a moral thing, whether female or transgender woman. I don't call trainees. I think that's very disrespectful. Morals, which meaning, if I want to just fuck somebody, I should just basically tell them, no strings attached. We both lesson for each other. That's it. Back when I used to dance, I was out there, you know, with transgender women. Then on top of that, I was out there with men tricking men, basically, selling my body. But the thing is, like I said, the moral fact, I've never, ever been in a relationship with a man nor a transgender. I've been in a relationship with a female, and I've freely spoken to her about my transgender, you know, experience, being with a transgender. But when you all were talking about, I very much agree with Kelly with what she was saying. It doesn't make a man gay to do certain things. You never know the circumstance. You never know what's going on. You never know which individual, which party, both parties. You don't know their morals or their motives. Some people have motives just to fuck. Some people fake around, and I've done it before. Some people fake around and be like, yeah, I'm trying to get with you, transgender, gay man, bisexual man, straight man, that's just chilling, trying to get some money, whatever. Basically, the motive, the morals. That's my thing. You know.
Okay, let me ask you a couple of questions, Bishop, because, you know, no shade, you can get long-winded, but speaking from your experiences that, you know, I know you have a child, so forth and so on, and I know you've done a lot of things in your life, but let's go back to your teenage years or whatever. Who did you start first dating? Were you messing with guys, transgenders, or women?
I'm going to put it on blast. The first transgender woman, I'm going to put her on blast.
No, I'm asking you, what was your first attraction?
My attraction was females, period.
Okay, so you were messing with females.
Still to this day, I love pussy.
Then you dipped in dab messing with guys, or, you know, the opposite, I mean, the same sex, right?
My motive messing with guys was probably...
Now, this is something that Shantae wants to know, pretty much, what was it that made you do this? Like, what was it about...
My motive, getting drunk.
What was the motive?
Getting drunk, getting money,
so
getting high.
Basically,
yeah.
Getting things that you weren't getting at home.
Anything that individual man or individual transgender could provide me, which meaning high, getting drunk, or whatever. If they can provide me, no matter if they was ugly, and I may get red. In the blog, I mean, I may get read in the group. I don't give a fuck. But yes. When I was young, yeah, that's what it was about.
Okay, so you weren't getting those things. Now, what if? Let me ask you this question: what if the girl that you was messing with was providing you with all that stuff? Would you still have done it?
One note. How about gay men manipulating you with a female? That's happened to me plenty of times when I was young.
Explain.
Manipulating you with a female. Just to get a piece of ass or just to get a piece of dick. They'll manipulate you. I'm not saying all gay men. Manipulate you with a female. Have a female, bad ass female. Look good as a motherfucker. They know damn well that you want that pussy. So that female already know that, yeah. Oh yeah, he want the pussy. Oh, you trying to have him? Oh, that's what's up.
I could definitely agree with Bishop on that, because that happened to one of my girlfriends. But say she was gay. But say that she knew she was gay ever since she was 13 years old, and this cunt wanted to have her. But say so the cunt knew that she wanted to have this boy. But say she brought the boy in the situation. But say just to have my girlfriend.
Exactly.
But you know what? Okay. Can I just Jasmine?
Hold on, Sean. Let me get some stuff out of Bishop, because in all honesty, I think Bishop is going to be the only person that will openly come on the air and talk about his experiences. No matter what you guys feel about Bishop or how long-winded or how crazy he can be, this is one man that has experienced this all. And Shantae and her cast members can probably learn a little something from this individual. But Bishop, again, so it was somebody's doing something in the background. I'm telling y'all now, I'm going to mute everybody.
Yes, we say that sounds horrible.
I mean, seriously. Whoever's doing it, I'm going to mute you. Bishop, so pretty much it was you either were being manipulated by gay guys, or it was about the gay guys that were sitting here pretty much shaking their purses or whatever, giving you a whole bunch of stuff that maybe the women were not giving you. And then at that point, what was it about the sexual act? Were there certain sexual acts that were being provided to you by gay men or transgenders that the women that you were messing with were not providing to you?
Okay. I think it's disgusting to kiss a man.
Okay.
Not unless I'm getting paid.
Okay.
I think it's disgusting.
Cool.
I think it's disgusting. But...
Okay. But, Bishop, don't say it like that. I'm just asking you,
okay,
what are some of the things that you felt that were satisfying you on the same sex level that were not satisfying you with the women? What were those things?
Nothing with a man, but with a transgender, yes.
Okay, transgender.
The illusion.
Okay.
Yeah,
was it the illusion of being with a transgender that satisfied you?
Yes, best of both worlds, like Kelly said.
Okay, now, so Shantae can understand as far as the transgender goes, and I'm just not even just for Shantae, but for any of her listeners, or people that are on the line that, again, that is new to this, transgenders are pretty much people who were born a man, but now they are living the life of a female. They have enhanced themselves with breasts and body and everything that they're doing, living their life as a female, but they still have that part of them, which can, you know, is considered the masculine, the man part. You,
the lily.
Person, the lily, like they call it.
I just want to say one thing. The transgender women, it's not so much of a manipulating thing. It's so much as, for example, the situations I've been through, a transgender woman, I come over there, we hang out, we know what it's about, we know what's good. And then next thing you know, I'm feeling that transgender woman like hell. I'm feeling her like I don't know what. Next thing you know, my business is passed out there.
Okay.
And then it
we're
goes from another
that.
Party
we're not
to another.
Get into that. We're
not to shake
that
the
part.
Table. But yeah. No
we're
shame.
We're trying to get into the part of what is it about a transgender woman that you get pleased with than a real female?
Best of both worlds. Best of both worlds. Man, transgender women, yeah. It can go either way. For me, when I look at a transgender woman, we get down, we have fun, we lust, yeah, we have sex, we fuck, yeah, we fucking. The next thing you know, I mean, I don't, for me, now for me, I do not, whether she penetrate me, or whether I penetrate her, it's just like being with a female to me, honestly, because, I mean, I'm a freaky motherfucker. I heard people was on here talking about, just freaky. No, maybe it's sometimes a fetish or it could be a kink, you know, it could be a
that's
kink,
freaky.
And that's what it is to me.
Okay.
You know what we need to do, Shante, is, Shante, you and Sakina need to call me, and we need to take and get Bishop up here to do the taping of the show.
Yeah, I think so, like ASAP.
Yeah, Bishop, we're going to put you back on mute, but I think Bishop would definitely be a good candidate on your show. Because, he definitely has... He has a lot. You know, again, a lot of people look at him a certain way because, he can just go all across the board. But he's a lot. But let me get to some other callers really quickly. 314-518, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I just have
Hello.
A question.
Hey.
A question / comment. As a straight woman listening to this conversation, when me and my girlfriends talk about download men, or in the blog, sometimes I read about it.
I'm sorry, Paula.
They get blamed for like this, the HIV epidemic, because people have this perception that they may not always use condoms. Me personally, I don't believe with that. Hopefully, I'm not changing the subject too much, but I don't know if it's anyone's personal experience that when they deal with these. Down low men, do they not use condoms because it makes them feel maybe less gay, or they're not really doing anything? But that was like my question. So that's comment.
Well, that's a very excellent question.
Can I answer that question?
Can we all answer it one by one?
Okay, hold on. One by one. I will start at the top. Go ahead, Kelly.
Let me answer that question. I have a friend, okay? I have a good friend. I'm not going to mention his name, but he is gay, and his family always thought that he will never, bitch, his mother felt his mother felt like, oh, that you're my firstborn child, and I will never get no kids from you because you're gay. And so because he thought that, he went out and he messed with cunts, trying to get cunts pregnant, bitch, okay? And he caught the virus trying to have a baby, but never, never, ever had unprotected sex with a man, but he caught the virus from a cunt.
Wow.
Trying to make a baby to make his family happy.
That's a man.
Okay.
Jason, your opinion?
I have always had a problem with that. That's one of the reasons why I still haven't seen Tyler Perry's latest movie, is because they always put the stigma of, okay, a man messing with a man, and then he goes back to a woman, and he's going to give her HIV. I've always had a problem with that stigma. Why does it have to be because he had sex with a man? Why couldn't it just be because he and her both decided that they were going to be sexual and not use a condom? Because she could have caught it from another man that she was having sex with. Because if she was sleeping with him with not using a condom, how many other men have she slept with and not used condoms?
Yeah.
That's true. Okay.
Thank you, Jason. Really quickly before I go to Sakina, we have 7 minutes into the show before we go into record mode. Record mode, for the people that are new to the show, means that you won't be able to listen from your computer any longer. You need to call in. If you're not listening from the phone, and you're listening from a computer, please call into the show now. The number is 347-215-6820. If you are on the phone line, whatever you do, try not to get disconnected for the next hour, because when we are in record mode, it will not allow you to call back in. So if your phone line gets disconnected, when you do call back in, you will get a recording saying there is no show scheduled, so forth, so on. So that means that it's good night for you. So again, call in now, 347-215-6820. We still have another hour of the show. And if you are on the phone line and you get disconnected, that means that the show is over on your end. And I just want to say thank you for listening. And if you are one of the panelists that gets disconnected, thank you. And stay tuned to the official Ballroom Chat for more information in reference to tonight's topic, the casting for Shantae and the Ladies of Madison Avenue show that they are looking for cast members to come, casting call for DL guys to come on the show and speak with them. But Sakina, what is your opinion on what the young lady is talking about?
Well, my opinion is that, well, first of all, I want to add that if it's two things that I really, really go hard for, that's my people. Black people call me prejudiced. I don't really care. I'm ethnic. I'm into us, and I'm really, really into my gay brothers and sisters. Like, I would do anything to help those two group of people. So I hate it. I hate that people really believe that. They really, truly believe that. And, you know, the spread of HIV, not just because of Down Low Brothers, you know, gay brothers in general, like, and it's not fair. Like, who are you? You were there, you see them not sleeping with condoms, sleeping with each other with condoms. Like, it's just ignorance at its best to me.
Okay, Vonna.
Getting back to what she, the comment that she made, she said that do we feel that it's a gay thing because, you know, he might sleep with us with no condoms, you know, he might feel like he's less gay. That's absolutely impossible to think. But then also she makes you second guess yourself, because if you're asking these questions with him and they're spreading the virus to him, then that means you're also having sex with him without a condom. So it cannot mean that he feels less gay or less this or less that. He just don't like to use condoms. And so whatever he's going to do, you know, whatever he's going to do sexually, he's going to do without a condom. So it doesn't determine whether he's gay or not because he used condoms, or he feels less gay because he's not using condoms. He just don't like to use them, and he want to, you know, spread the love around. And that's just how it is. But I definitely hate the stereotype when it comes to people thinking because you're gay or transgender that we're just spreading diseases around, because, you know, the highest demographic right now of AIDS and HIV is women from ages 18 and 35, so it definitely can't just be us.
Okay. Shantae, did you have a rebuttal in reference to what she's talking about?
I just think that basically, you know, I don't feel that it's a stigma for the gay community because, you know, straight black women are getting it at record numbers. So, I mean, people shouldn't place that stigma. And, you know, a lot of people aren't even having these conversations, you know, when you meet, like, you know, when was your last HIV test? People are just ready to jump in the bed and screw. You know what I'm saying? So it's something all across the board that we all should be talking about, straight, you know, gay, whatever. We all should be protecting ourselves because, you know, you just don't know. And that's just what I want to say on that.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Naima?
Okay.
Okay.
You know, I've been quiet over here because I have been itching to get a piece of this.
Yes, come through.
Okay, a few things. Far
in
as,
reference to her question.
Okay, well then, far as reference to her question,
yeah.
Far as the disease, the disease and the raw sex. To me, I feel like heterosexual men are. Quote unquote heterosexual men or DL men are the first ones that are ready to go up raw up in somebody. You know, mm-hmm. You see it all over the porn sites and everything like that. They ready to go up in there. They pay the condom. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
unless they got they not really trying to have no kids or anything like that. They don't care. But when it comes to the virus, and I'll leave it alone after this. When it comes to the virus, we as a community. Have accepted the not to get so deep. We've accepted the pendulum of us being the ones who spread the virus. We started it, we spread it, you know, and everything like that. When in fact, I have said before, when it comes to HIV and AIDS, you'll notice in the gay clubs or gay organizations. Or gay establishments and things like that, it's a bar, club, or whatever it is, or whatever. They're always talking about awareness, getting tested, get yourself, stay protected. There's condoms, there's brochures, there's things that's out for you to be knowledgeable about what's going on. But when you go in, quote unquote, straight establishments or straight bars or clubs or things like that, you don't see anything like that.
No.
And the reason why.
Let me ask. That's just something that you brought up, Naeem, and I want to ask Shantae, and call the 314-518. I'm going to ask you the same thing. You're still there, right? 314-518?
Yes, I am.
Do you guys go to, like, a lot of clubs and parties and all that stuff?
I used to in college.
Okay. And Shantae, did you guys witness a lot of awareness and promotion of condoms and things of that sort when you guys went out?
Definitely not.
No, not
at all. That's not something that's out there. That's not something that's pushed. You know, you never see condoms. You never see awareness. And, I mean, even in the so-called straight, when you're dating, you know, nobody asks you, you know, like I said, people ready to have sex raw. So I think in the straight community, it's not even really talked about, you know, and it's definitely not in the clubs or anything like that. I've never seen it.
Yeah, because
wow.
because everybody stigmatized this motherfucking disease as a gay disease. That's why.
Right, and they're ignorant to do that.
Okay. Sean, did you have any rebuttal in reference to what the caller was saying?
Yes, I just personally think that everyone needs to learn how to wrap it up, whether you're gay, straight, or whatever have you, because it comes from everywhere. You know, like, I mean, because my thing is this, you know, I've been to, and I'm not ashamed to say it, I've been to, you know, sex parties or whatever, and they clearly have the condoms and the lube out right there for them, honey, and you see about 60% won't even touch none of it. Okay, and they keep it, and they'll keep it moving, okay? They want to go up in the girls' raw and stuff like that. So everybody has to play their part and be responsible. And, you know, that's just it or whatever. We everybody, you know, bottom line. So it's not a gays or straight thing. So it's just about being responsible.
Okay, and J-Rock, your opinion?
Anyway, you know, to say that, well, I always hated that too when they think that the DL brothers is bringing that's just somebody that don't like to use condoms because, like I said before, like they already gave the statistics. I deal with this every day with these kids and everything. We say, they know. No, they don't. They do not know. I do this every first Thursday of the month. when I get my people sailor together, before we leave, we talk about sexual health and HIV prevention and everything. I've got in trouble for it many times, but I don't care because they don't know. Because they don't go to the club and see, like when we go to the club, the big testing make us stronger and all this kind of stuff. And I think it's just crazy. Do y'all watch the Maury Povich show? Bitches don't even know who the fuck their baby daddy is. They just going around fucking everything. You didn't test it. And people think this is funny and stuff, but I think Maury Povich has really brought out that women do not hide those shit no more. You didn't fuck 10 men. You don't know who the baby daddy is. That means you fuck those 10 men raw. So who else you didn't fuck again? So it's not okay to be. It's right here in our face. And the, I mean, I don't know. The society acts like they don't see it. It's in our face. Y'all are not promoting it to the straight community. The gay community got it. So if you go out and have sex raw and stuff in the gay community, that's just because you don't like condoms. The straight community is the one that needs this awareness.
Now, we'll
you're
see
absolutely
you.
Right.
All right.
Thank you, caller. Really, 314-518. 702-401, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
All right.
How are you? I've been listening for a while, and I have, like, two comments. One of them is in regards to, like, the DL guys, and the other one is in regards to Naima, what she was saying. Actually, it's in regards to what Sakina said. I don't believe that there is no such thing as a DL guy. I think they're all gay. The only difference is society dictates when they decide to come out and be homosexuals and suck some dick. That's what it is. And I think it plays a females play a lot in that, too, especially when it comes to black men. Because even in, like, our gay community, you have a lot of people, gay men, who are ashamed of being gay. They don't like being gay. They don't talk about it a lot. And they really don't really accept it like they're supposed to. As far as the HIV thing that goes on within the gay community and the straight community, I think that the gay community has indirectly accepted being the poster child for HIV awareness.
Yeah.
Every time you have something that has something to do with HIV, you got a gay HIV awareness counselor preaching the word and preaching the gospel about what they know and how they didn't watch 20 people die. No offense to anybody, but how many times are you gonna like preach it? When you watch gay porn, most of the people are wearing they want gay people to put on condoms. Straight people, like they were saying, Maury Povich, that has like put like a big thing in the straight world. When you have like people come on there and the girl has 20 baby daddies, nobody talks about AIDS. But as soon as he's bisexual and he sleeps with a man, the first thing that comes out is you need an AIDS test.
Yeah.
And I think that has a lot to do with our community. And our community has indirectly accepted we have AIDS. Now I've seen the thing in the ballroom chat, meningitis with men-on-men sex. Like, seriously, are you for real? And it's like people are, like, plastering this shit up everywhere you go. Every time you go to a ball, you got to go get tested so you don't got to pay the $30. And it's like it's everywhere in the gay community. And gay people are just like, well, you need to know. You need to know. You need to know. And the straight people, and it seems like the straight world has, okay, y'all don't want us to blame y'all for it. Y'all not the cause of it. So what we're going to do is we're going to hold everything in the world back from y'all. And the only grants that y'all get is HIV grants, any kind of anything that y'all get, even the thing with the, what do you call it, the free ball that they were having, I think it was GHMC, I'm not really sure what it's called, the latex ball. It's like everybody's profiting off of the gay community, and the gay community, especially the black gay community, nobody wants to look at it like that. It's nothing but a profit to them, and we're just like jumping the gun because we want to be accepted so fiercely within like these gay communities and these gay people, and it's like they really don't care about us. All they want us to do is put a poster up for AIDS, you know, go get tested, and it's like at every single thing. DL men, those men to me are homosexual men. And society, and as well as women, it's because of how they look at down low men. You have women who are very angry and bitter. As soon as they see a fine guy, the first thing out of her mouth is she wish she wasn't gay so she can have a baby or some other thing, and nobody takes responsibility for that. And, like, within our community, the white people, they seem to be having a ball being gay, having kids, doing their own little thing. But when it comes to us black people, we got all these mental issues. We got all these problems. We want to be accepted, but we don't want to do the things to be accepted.
it's just really crazy to me. But that's kind of sort of all I have to say. It's just like, it's so many ways you can go with this. It's just, that's pretty much it.
Yes.
Thank you so much, caller.
That's, you know, that's my other co-host, Jasmine, on Thursdays.
Oh, okay. Well, she said it.
Yeah, she
started. All right, I have a question for everybody. We are now in record mode, so again, if we happen to get disconnected or the show gets disconnected because the phones just carry or whatever, so I do want to apologize. But I think we are going to have to take this up again next week as well. I will talk to Christina and Shantae. In reference to it, and see if, you know, it's more stuff, because I'm sure there's a lot more questions. So I want to go through one of Shantae's original questions as we are, like, in the last hour of the show. What are some of the signs that women can look for or they may notice in a guy who is on the DL? What would be some of the signs that may trigger them, or that, you know, catch, you know, make them curious? And so, what is something that they may need to look for? I will start with Kelly.
Don't start with me. Start with somebody else.
You're at the top.
I don't know what signs they can look for. I really don't. I'm gonna be 100% on. I don't know what signs they can look for. The only thing I know.
So you said that you don't know what signs they can look for. What are some of the signs, like you said, that, you know, you can tell when they say, "Oh, this is my first time"? What are some of the signs that you notice that Travis ain't your first time when they start doing what?
Well, baby, when they tell me it's their first time, baby, and we sitting here, baby, and I walk on the sucker, and they start feeling it. Hands start rubbing and caressing, honey, and then it winds up in their hand, baby, and it's your first time that's in your hand, because it's your first time. You don't want to see that.
Yeah, because the majority of most DL guys, well, I don't want to say the majority, but a lot of DL guys will kind of say, as long as I don't see it or you keep it away from me, we're good. I don't want to see it. I don't want to touch it. Keep it away from me, and we're good. So, you know, when they start coming off like that, wanted to touch it and suck it and caress it, then child, we already know what they're giving. Jason, what is something that you feel that they need, you know, they need to look out for? Well, you have a lot of sisters and stuff. What is something
the things that I tell my sister to look for is when your male friend is starting to ask too many questions about your other male friends. Body language and body chemistry when other males are around. When a dude is with another dude and he comes to pick you up and he puts you in the back seat and he got that nigga sitting in the front seat, bitch, he fucking him, and you just his side piece. Those are just a few. I could go on all day long, but those are just a few. Body language is something that you need to be aware of. Eye contact with other males when other males come around, you need to be aware of that. And you need to watch the body language of when other dudes come around. How do his friends react when they see you? Do they get an attitude all of a sudden when you come into a room? Or if he's in the background, is he always saying something slick out the mouth if you're on the phone talking to him? Those are the things, those are the signs that you have to watch out for.
Okay. Anything sexually?
Sexually, if you land in bed, if you come out the room and you naked and you know you look good and any other man want to hit and you getting in the bed and you got to beg him to fuck you, he fucking, it might not be a man he fucking, but he doing something with somebody else. If he has to always look at, have men masculine things around when he's talking to you or trying to fuck you, he ain't that into you, girl.
Okay. So, Sakina, I don't know if you would. Do you
want to
answer the question?
What was the question again?
What are some of the signs that you were, you know, you would tell someone to look out for with, you know, these type of guys?
I don't know. I know my friend that I know is that DL. He mad damn, like, he try to, it's like his masculinity is fake to me. Like, he do the little twitching of his head and he got the little fake deep voice, and he just, like, mad soft, like. You gotta pay attention to certain things, man. I'm telling you, like.
Yeah, but Jasmine, I just got one. If you, well, me, honey, if my cunt girlfriends gotta call me because they think they man is gay, this day, they gay.
So is there anything, sorry to interrupt, but is anything that we should be saying, okay, well, he's just a little bit too freaky or something that he's doing in the bedroom that or he asked you to do that you might raise your eyebrow?
Yeah, you sucking that dick. You know how you start sucking that dick? Because what I do with the boys, honey, and I know if they want me to play with their butt, you suck that dick, honey, and you start playing with that finger with that butt, honey, if he lets you keep on going on up in there, girl, he wants something up in there because a real one gonna say, oh, get your hands back there, girl.
That's not always true, Kelly. You know that's not always true.
I'm going to ask Naima, what are some of the signs you would tell someone, Naima?
Well, because I really don't deal with Detroit. I mean, like, a sign would be, like, well, if their girlfriends come around or they with a girlfriend and there's another boy come around, I would say the signs would be a little too much eye contact. Like, you know, if you extra friend, like, I'll give you a prime example. Like, this boy in my hallway, right, the boys in my hallway, they sell their drugs and everything like that, but now they don't because they gagging them. But anyway, the boy over here, he come and see this cunt over here across the hall who I can't stand. But he comes, you know, he with her, you know, they smoke and they drink. And when he gets saucy and stuff like that, he get real extra friendly and shit. And, you know, when I would come out, you know, walking back and forth, or I slush through the building, what have you, you know, like the other day, he was like, you want a drink? I was like, no, I don't want no drink. And he offered me his bottle that he was drinking from. And I was like, no, I don't want no drink. He's like, he was like, who the fuck is this? And he was like, you want a drink? I was like, no, I don't want no drink. He was like, you sure? He said, well, give me five. And, you know, it just be little shit. You know, like one time he knocked on my door. He was like, you got a cigarette? I was like, baby, I don't have no cigarette. Fuck you knocking on my door at 3 o'clock in the morning for? You know.
On the play cable, man.
You know why he was knocking on your door at 3 o'clock in the morning? The same reason why that motherfucking nigga just called your phone at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Let me tell you, everybody's suggestion box, you don't need to make a check in. Then mind yours over there, Kelly.
Okay. All right. We about to lose Naima for about 10, 15 minutes because she about to click over and give him the address because he's about to come over.
Oh.
All right. Sean, any signs you're aware of?
Well, I mean, Jason just put it all in a nutshell. You basically, hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, and Naima, you just basically, it's just all about observance. You just have to observe. That's all, and watch. And, you know, if you feel some type of way or whatever the case is, usually when it comes to women, you guys have good intuition, so you guys know what's going on. And if you get that initial thought that something ain't right, honey, you're on the money. Go with it. Don't ignore it, you know. Things happen when you ignore certain things.
Honey, yes, baby. Just like we got our gay all. Honey, the straight woman got theirs too.
Mm-hmm.
J Rock, anytime.
I would just tell women, my thing is, the same way a man would sleep with another woman, he would sleep with another man. So if you're trying to see if he's going to be gay, the same thing, the sexual. You know, the sexual thing that he's doing in the bed with another woman, he ain't going to want to do with you. He's going to want to do with somebody else. So, because people are freaky these days. People are really freaky these days. So just because maybe he wants you to lick his ass or whatever, they call that getting your salad toss. I done heard so many fucking people in marriage. Somebody, yo, my wife, she eats my ass. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, these are men. These are men like, yeah, man, my wife eats my ass, man. That's good shit. And, you know, but they don't even think nothing about it, so you can't really go with that. Go with your woman's intuition, because that's one strong thing that God put in women is an intuition. If you feel it, act on it. You know what I'm saying? Just look. I mean, don't just go all out, bitches. You a faggot or something? But you know, but just, you know,
right.
At least just start looking for other things.
don't think about the sex. Look for other things like, it's why are you cutting your eyes every time you see that fine man walk by the same way I'm cutting my eyes? We should not be cutting our eyes at the same thing. You feel what I'm saying? You're supposed to be getting on me, not me getting on you about cutting your eyes at the man.
So you saying to pay more attention outside of the bedroom than inside the bedroom?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like Janet Jackson, like when Janet Jackson was in that theater, she saw it when the man was looking up, when her husband was looking up in the back, well, he was looking
right.
down at the other man. She saw it, but she just grabbed his hand, and like women do, she paid it.
That's right, a lot. J-Rock is telling the truth, honey. A lot of women, they pay certain situations. You see it, it's right there before
mm-hmm.
your eyes, but you ignore it and you keep it moving. And it goes back to someone saying how women like to change things. You can't change
right.
a man, honey. You cannot.
I
it
agree.
Is what it is.
Yo, let me give y'all this real. It just popped in my head. Like, this had to be 2 weeks ago. You know, I was hanging out with my straight friends. We all, most of us, we grew up together. A friend of mine, his mother had passed away. So we all in the room. I don't smoke weed, but they in the little room smoking weed or whatever. And one of my old boys had brought some strange dude with him, right? Nobody don't know this nigga. You don't know my homeboy. You don't know his mother, none of that. What are you doing here? Like, I felt like that was inappropriate. But anyway, been figuring out some place to sit because it wasn't like a room. I joke with her all the time, and I call that like the garage because she got wash machines, dryers, all that bullshit in there. So everybody trying to find some place to sit, right? So my homeboy says to his friend that he bought there, yo, come over here and sit on this air conditioner that was right next to him, right? I'm deep. I'm an overanalyst. I get into everything. So then the dude was like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to just sit over here on this pail. Yo, why the fuck my homeboy said to him, started laughing. He was like, nah, my dude, that big ass can't sit on that motherfucking pail, son.
Oh.
Is that something a straight man should say?
No.
But then again, you can't say that because straight men on a football field, on a basketball court, they slap each other on the ass. I have been around my hit it with my straight brothers and some of their friends, and I sit back sometimes and I watch the things that they've said to each other, and I'll sit back and be like, y'all are gayer than I am with some of the things that they do to each other. Like, I've seen straight men pinch each other's nipples and slap each other on the ass, and I'm like, but if I did it, I'm gay.
But they,
oh,
but
baby,
they,
I have,
they,
I have,
do they say,
I have,
Jason, do,
I have.
Jason, after they do it, Jason, do they say no homo?
Yes.
Oh, no, let me tell you something about. Let me tell you something about Navy men. I got two recruiters in the office right now. When I tell you gay jokes in the Navy is, they can just tell them. This, like they'll say, oh man, I bet you if she was naked, she'll be fine. And then somebody will say, no, you're naked when you're fine. Nigga, so I know you're naked when you're fine, and you're fine when you're naked. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? All gay dude shit like that. They be like, you know, we like to like we take our shirts off and go play basketball, you know, give each other back rubs. And I'm like, what the fuck is y'all talking about?
But it's one thing to touch another. It's one thing to touch the person's behind and stuff like that. But when you talk and reference
right.
to someone's behind, honey, that's
right.
another thing. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's different to me.
Yeah, so my antennas would go up too.
It was like, when he said that ass, when he said that ass, he was trying to play it off. No, he was
mm-hmm.
letting him know, I see your ass, and it looked nice.
Right.
Let me tell y'all something, baby. When I was in prison, baby, okay, baby, the boys used to be trade that would read motherfucking down mistakes, call the girls all types of motherfucking faggots and everything, bitch. So you know what I would do, bitch? I would get in the shower with my T-shirt on, and I would soak my T-shirt up real nasty and make her wet mistakes. And bend the fuck over and have the soap coming down the crack of my ass and looking between my legs. And those same ones calling everybody faggot and homo, bitch, they dick was standing up at attention, and they tried to hold it down.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
Can I interject for 1 second?
No long winded.
Oh, Naima.
Huh?
No long winded.
Listen.
No.
I want to give y'all a scenario. When a child is born, okay, all the child doesn't know anything until you teach it. Whatever you teach your son or your daughter, whatever like that, is what it will, what he or she will learn, what they'll know, what the basics, the quote unquote basics of life is. If you don't, if the child just grows up and you don't teach them that loving another man is wrong, or you know, or just to accept themselves and accept everybody else, they won't grow up judging anybody. They won't have the hate instilled in them. We have to realize that we, when we're born, hate is preached to us. You know, segregation is preached to us. It's subliminally preached to us. You know, whether it's by religion or whether it's, you know, by our parents telling us what's right and what's wrong. You know, the reason why we, you know, we have the label DL, or, you know, or you know, undercover brothers or whatever they want to be called, now it's because of the labels that the society, that we, the people, put on ourselves. When we get away from the labels and just start living our lives and fuck everybody else and what everybody else thinks and what this religion says this and that religion says that and everything like that, and just live your life, okay, then you'll be able to evolve and look past all of the bullshit. Because, see, this is bullshit. This is everything that's happening to us, that's keeping us separated from each other, is not spiritually evolving us. We are not moving forward. All we're doing is moving in a circle that we continuously, repetitiously keep repeating over and over again. It's the hate. It's just the bitterness. It's the evil. It's the negativity. It's just like, what the fuck? I don't care who you fucking. I don't care if they see you fucking you or financing you. Until you do that over here, I don't care what you're doing in your backyard. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I had to live my life. And we had to realize that we have been taught this since we were babies, since we were children. You will have children that will be like, you gay, you a faggy, you this. Bitch, how you know what I am? Okay? Because of your ignorant parents. Because the parents choose to live in that box. You're handed a book, and this book is telling you the laws of life and what you are to believe and what you're not to believe. And based on that, you then become a judge, jury, and God on people's time. I just don't use. I don't care.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Mom.
Can I say something?
I want to say something, but when I say something, it's going to be kind of long. So go ahead.
Okay. Naima, it seems like in everything that you say, you put in, you add religion to it. And I just want to know, is there something personal?
If you listen to anything that I say, I don't add religion to it. But the reason why I add religion into this is because it's one of the biggest things that creates separation amongst everybody. That's why I put it in it.
Naima don't add religion into it. She just, when Naima talks, she just gives her testimony.
Yes, and she really carries, honey.
Oh, I carry. This is why I keep quiet so much, because your girls be wanting to critique me.
I think my sister needs to go online, and she needs to be ordained.
All right, I want to say something about
I'm down for the night.
Don't be down for the night, girl. Calm down. We still got to talk about scandal.
Yes.
You still there?
Hmm?
Is Shantae still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah.
Okay. This is what I want to say. And this is to, you know, you as well as all the, you know, women that are listening as well. I think a lot of the stuff that, you know, we're focusing on tonight with the GL guys, I think it's a very serious topic and something that we, you know, that just needs to be addressed, you know, for the benefit of everyone. But I think that it's, you know, kind of what Naima's saying a lot, it's a bigger picture out there. You know, we can sit here and try to pinpoint, you know, what are the signs and what did we look out for and what is, you know, why is it this way and why is it that way. But it's a bigger picture out there when it comes to everything.
sometimes we may sit here and try to worry about what the guy is doing and if he's fucking around with other guys, but yet he can be fucking around with other guys as well as other girls as well as other guys, and that's how all these viruses and diseases are being spread. I think everyone needs to open their eyes to everything, not just the picture of if the guy is on the DL, if he's messing with other guys. Like J-Rock was saying, like we said throughout the night, there's so many signs, it's just a lot of people just do not want to open their eyes to them. There's so many things that we need to look out for, even in gay relationships, because it's not just about if you're fucking another guy or another girl or whatever. You can be doing something and bringing home something to me that's going to affect me or affect the child or, you know, hurt us at the end of the evening. So that's something that we all need to pay attention to as well. But one thing that is very important is that we always need to be observant. If we don't pay attention or we keep ignoring any of the signs, then we are a fool when it comes to all of this, and that's gay or straight. We have to pay attention to what these people are doing, especially when we're in these relationships or we're dating or something or anything like that. Because, again, you know, a guy can go fuck another guy a million times, but it's that one girl that's going to give him something that he's going to come home and give to you. And that's going to be worse. You know, so that's something that we all need to take into consideration when it comes to this. That's why I always say, when you find somebody, hope that that man is good, and if you find out he's good, keep him and do everything you can to keep him. That's the most important thing. But when it comes to signs with people that are on the DL, one of the things that I always notice with guys are you got to pay attention to how secure they are within themselves. How secure... For all the women that are listening out there and you have a boyfriend, how secure is he with himself, in his own lifestyle, in his own skin? Do you have gay friends that you bring around? And when you do bring around these gay friends, how does he act? Does he act very insecure, like, oh, don't bring that fag around, I don't want that fag looking at me? Or they act like they don't want to be in the same room or things of that sort. Or are they always using the terminology faggot? Is everything about the word faggot when it comes to a homosexual? You know, those to me are some of the main signs right there. Because, again, why are you so hateful when it comes to this? And to me, that's a lot of insecurity that you have within yourself. And what does that say about yourself? What are you hiding about yourself that you have to hate and attack every time someone brings a gay person around or someone talks about someone or when you're watching something on TV? Oh, that's a faggot. No, that's a faggot. Those are the ones that you need to really watch out for, in all honesty. You know, we can't sit here and talk about stuff that happens in the bedroom because, in all honesty, like we said, we're in a day and age where women are just 100% freaky. Women love bisexual men. A lot of women will date a bisexual man quicker than they will straight date a 100% heterosexual man, based on the fact that sometimes they feel they have the best of both worlds with a gay guy. They feel that they, if they are dating a gay guy or a bisexual man, not only do they have the security of having a man, but they have also the security of a best friend, someone they can laugh with, someone they can shop with, someone that they can cook with, and things of that sort. So a lot of women like bisexual men or feminine men based on the fact that they feel that they're getting the best of a man and a best friend. So that's something else that you need to pay attention to as well. And those girls alone are very freaky. They do so many freaky things in the bedroom, and then the guys hear about it, and they may not be gay, but they're coming across to you saying, come on, Ma, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. Because they hear the other guys talking about it, or they've seen it in porn or something like that. You really can't look at what happens in the bed as he asked me to touch his ass, that means he's automatically gay. Not necessarily. That's not true. They can just be 100% freaky. And a lot of women are on the same token. A lot of women will be real quick to say, oh, come on, baby, I want you to fuck me in my ass. Back in the day, if a woman, a lot of women wouldn't like to get fucked in the ass. Oh, my God, no, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. But now there's this big thing about, oh, fuck me in my ass as well. And when it comes to that, so it's looked at in so many ways. When it comes to the taboos of sex, a lot of people question it. So that's something that we just need to really, really pay attention to when we question this. But to me, the most important thing that a lot of people need to open their eyes to is just how homophobic that these guys are. How secure are they within themselves? Because a guy, someone who's hiding something, will definitely tell on themselves really quickly. What you do in the dark eventually will come out in the light. And guys, to me, will tell on themselves quicker than anything else in the world.
Jasmine.
That's true.
Jasmine, this is J-Rock. I just want to tell, you know, the straight women out there, you have three kind of guys, and I learned this personally at Essence Festival 5 years ago. You have the straight guy, which is unbothered. You have the queen that's on a DL that don't want to get clocked, so trying their best not to look at you, so they're trying to look the other way. Then you have the just blatantly in denial motherfucker that's tapping on both of them saying, look at those queens. That's the one that's in denial. The one, like Jasmine said, always angry, always look at them faggots. So when I look at the faggots, the straight boy's going to be like, and what? I don't fucking care. But the other queen going to be like, please stop talking to me because they're going to clock my teeth. So.
There's a lot of straight men that will hang around gay people. There's a lot of straight men that will actually protect gay individuals. I think even Jason has said it with coworkers and stuff. They're very even protective of them. You know, they're very open about the situation. They're very, you know, to the point where they're not going to sit here. You know, they'll be like, no, stop, don't call him a fag. Don't do that. Don't do that. And then you got the other boys that are, why are you protecting him? You must be gay. You must be gay. But no, it's not like that all the time. It's not really like that all the time. You just got to watch the movie. You got to be observant of the guy himself.
Jasmine,
mentioned that you mentioned that because I've been, you know, around so-called straight men and, you know, they see a guy that might be gay or that faggot, this and that, you know, are they really, really homophobic? And that always actually brought a question mark in my mind. It's like, okay, why are you so hostile? Or, you know, that was always a question mark for me. But I think women are naive because they are looking in the bedroom, and I've learned a lot tonight when you say look for signs outside of the bedroom. So just because he asks you to do something freaky, he may not be gay, but if you're out, you know, and like you said, the eye contact or whatever, that's the thing that we don't pay attention to, and that's the thing that we need to start paying attention to.
Absolutely.
That cussing and that anger and that hostility means that they're angry at themselves because they're mad that it's something about them that, like they said, they said it before tonight. There's a lot of gay people that don't accept themselves. It took me all the way to the age of like 28, 29 to just say, fuck you motherfuckers, this is how I am. But I lived a long time with feeling guilty every time I'd done something or, you know, like, you know, I just didn't because of what society told me I was. But at the end of the day, I put myself next to the next man, and I'm saying, what am I doing wrong that they're, you know what I'm saying? They out here ain't got a pot to piss in or whether to throw it out of, doing drugs, selling drugs, doing everything, telling their mothers, fuck you. I don't give a fuck you, my mama. But then I'm looking bad at myself? No, fuck that. So when you get mad at yourself and angry, you will look at gay people and say, look at that fucking faggot. Why are you so hostile? Is there something wrong with you?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, in all honesty, I'm not going to keep going with them and give you guys a chance to talk. In all honesty, we have to look at, like Naima was saying, people are brought up a certain way. But not only do gay people and women, you know, Somebody's phone is carrying. I don't know whose phone is that.
Put your phones on mute.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody needs to put their phones on mute or something. But, you know, I've come across a lot of men, and these are straight men, that have said to me that when they were younger, things happened to them by maybe an older brother, an uncle, or father, or stepfather. Little things have happened to them that they just cannot get past. When these people, these children, when they are children, they're not labeled as gay, straight, heterosexual, anything. They're still children at 8, 9, 10 years old. You have these pedophiles that are out there abusing, sexually molesting these children, and as these children are growing up, they are keeping these things inside of them for so long. And because of that, there is so much anger within themselves. Sometimes they're so used to it that they carry on and continue with it, but they regret it. These are the ones that sit here and they'll have sex with you and sneak and have you suck their dick or fuck you, and after that, they're trying to attack you. My God, I mean, we can go into so many stories, and we could do this during maybe a part two, but there's so many people that I've witnessed that have gotten killed over
Jesus.
This. You know, that they sit here and they meet these guys on these chat lines and keep fucking around with these straight dudes, and as soon as something happens, then as soon as they come or whatever, then they want to get angry, like, man, I can't believe I just did that. Oh, man, what the fuck? What did I just do? And then they fight in, and then somebody's dying and getting killed over
mm-hmm.
That's all
that's
that
just
anger
crazy.
And stuff that's inside of them, that they, because of something that happened to them within their past. Or you have the ones that may grow up with so much hatred, and why are they so hateful towards gay individuals or whatever? It's because of what happened to them as a child. But when you usually find the ones that don't have these issues, that are not so insecure about their life, that, you know, they're open and they accept, these are the ones that were brought up correctly. Because like with me, I raised my younger brother from the age of 12 because my mother passed away. And by me raising my brother, and my brother is this hardcore wannabe rapper, so forth and so on, mad at the world, angry, and all the rest of that stuff. I mean, he's just a mess. But when it comes to the gay lifestyle, he's very respectful to me, friends, or everyone. He's come to balls. He's worked the ball before. He's respectful to all my friends. You know, people have known him, and they have held many conversations with him. And, you know, he's your all-American, all, you know, thug, good guy. But, yet, he's respectful. That is the way I raised him. You understand? So, it's all about how they're brought up as a child. No child is born homophobic. I just posted that on Facebook, Instagram the other day. So bottom line is, it's just about their history, their past, and what they have experienced of who they are today. And those are the things that you have to pay attention to.
That's
on
right.
That note, I'm done. Vanna, we lost Vanna. We lost J-Rock, are you back?
Yes,
all right,
I am.
Listen.
Yes.
J-Rock, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I see we lost you earlier. All right, so Shantae, how do you feel about tonight so far?
I feel tonight was very enlightening. I love the topic. I loved everybody's opinion. I really have a new insight on gay, bisexual, femme queen, all of these
terms I've never heard very before. I've been writing all of them down, and I'm just like, I'm just flabbergasted right now. But I think it's a very important topic that, you know, affects everybody, not just, you know, not just gays, not just straight. It's a community. It's an issue that we all need to discuss because everybody is affected.
So
I was happy to be on a forum tonight.
Okay. So do you want to talk a little bit about your casting and what you're looking for again for the people that didn't catch you in the beginning?
Yeah. I produced my show, The Ladies of Madison Avenue, which is a panel discussion amongst women. We have about four women on the panel, and we're on YouTube at Ladies of Madison TV, and we also come on Brooklyn Public Access every first Thursday at 10 p.m. And we can also be accessed through the BCAT website all over the world if you don't live in, like, the tri-state area. And for the casting, I'm just looking for, you know, a brother. I don't care if it's one. I don't care if it's 10. Whoever wants to come on, talk about their experiences, you know, just talk about issues, and I give them a platform to, you know, do what they have to do. They'll be, you know, we can make sure that their identity is, you know, kept from the public if need be. And I just want to have this conversation, but I want it to be, you know, I want it to be televised. I want people to actually be able to see it and, you know, just be enlightened because, you know, as a people, we need to be enlightened, and I feel like this is an important topic that that crosses all color lines and all genders. So if anybody wants to be on the show, I would just ask them to send me an email with their interest, and then we take it from there.
Okay, so within the group, I will be posting tonight the information that you guys would need if you guys that are listening or use new notes of someone that may be interested. The information will be in the official ballroom radio chat for anyone that wants to contact Shantae and, you know, be a part of her show. I think she's going to be running a casting call for, you said, about 4 weeks right now?
Yeah, for about 4 weeks.
Okay.
We want to film in the summertime.
So for something in the summer, she would definitely be looking for any DL guys that want to come on the show and share the story live. I don't know whose phone is that.
Mm.
So be looking out for that information. Go ahead, Chante.
Oh, okay. So if they want to contact me, my email is global, G-L-O-B-A-L, Chante Graham, C-G-P. That's globalcgp at me.com. And I answer all my emails, and that's how I'll get back to them.
Okay. And in the meantime, I think Kelly and is going to work with Sakina as far as maybe getting some people that Kelly is aware of as well to try to get someone on, you know, already. So be on the lookout for that as well. So,
let's not forget about my sister being co-host or the main host of the show. Right, Kel?
Yes.
I'm definitely there.
Sakina and Shantae, this is where we pretty much change it up, even though we got a few minutes left, about 15 minutes or maybe 10 minutes. But I just want you guys, you know, just want to say thank you. I will be talking to you guys. I'm not sure, you know, if you, I don't know what happened to Kay Flash tonight. Did she not call back in?
Yeah, she, I don't know, her phone died, so I don't know what happened to her.
But Jasmine, before you start talking about Scandal, one of your big loves, one of your sweetie pies, your Scandal, because I know that's what you want to talk about. I want to say thank you so much. I want to say it on the air because you never You never hesitated. You never shot down this idea or anything. You were nothing but supportive, you know, and I thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I welcome everyone to the floor. I always do, you know, no hesitation, because I believe in spreading the message to everyone, not just within our community, to everyone. Like I've said before, there's many different listeners that we have out there, not just ballroom queens. We have a whole bunch of people that are listening, and I'm sure the messages that we send out there are definitely helping each and every one of the people that are listening, and I thank them. The numbers may not be as big as Angela's numbers on Mondays and Tuesdays, but they're good enough for me. As long as I have one or two people that are being touched by it, I'm satisfied. So, again, just like Shantae said, she learned a lot tonight. I'm satisfied with that. For the callers that called in tonight that were new to the show and they learned something or they heard something that touched them or they answered any questions, I'm satisfied with that. So, you know, I want to say thank you to everyone, as well as our regular cast members, J-Rock Jason, Naima, Vanna, Nietzsche, even Bishop, of course, my sister, everybody that's always a part of the show, Sean, everyone that always comes on. I thank you guys for keeping it very professional and, you know, just keeping it going. You know, I thank you guys as always. But on a lighter note, yes, so tomorrow is Scandal. Again, I hope you guys have voted tonight for on American Idol. I know everybody don't like American Idol, whatever, whatever, but I hope you guys are voting and supporting. That's what I believe about this community, or just us in general. We need to support each other, and we need to support now. We need to support right now. So, you know, I hope everyone is supporting, you know, these two individuals, Candace and Amber on American Idol, as well as, you know, I thank everyone also, because I was the one who was promoting Injustice, and now everybody's playing Injustice and all the rest of that stuff. I just want to say thank you for always listening, even though I don't see why Naima, who has the book, never fucking gets on, and I haven't played her yet. You know, it's just so much that she throws with a mess. But what do you guys think about Scandal? It's going to be the season finale very soon. What do you guys think about tomorrow night's episode? I'm going to start with Sean.
I can't say, actually, because I got to catch up on it. I wasn't really paying attention to it last week. You know what? Let me just say this with Scandal. It is just so many twists and turns. You never know what will take place. You never know who did what, what's what. So I really can't say.
So do you think Miss Millie, do you think she's over it? Like, she's really going to play the scorn ex, you know, the ex-wife or the wife who's been scorned, and she's really going to serve her husband? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know, but it looked like when Cyrus went to open up that door, she was sitting down in front of the reporters. It looked like she was about to give him the business, honey. Looked like she was about to tell everything. So I don't know. She may just very well do it. She probably had enough.
Jason, I think she's fucking with the wrong bitch.
Mm.
Jason,
well, you
know
I
live
I feel.
For Miss Millie.
You know I live for me, Miss Millie, and she's just as top. She Olivia's good, but she ain't as good as the first fucking lady. So she should have played her position. So I think Millie is done. I mean, yes, they were set up. It was an arranged marriage to begin with, but she loved him. If she did not love him, she would not have had those kids. A bond was there, and a woman is only going to take but so much.
Mm-hmm.
So you really think it was love, or it was the first lady title?
I think that it was love. I think it was it started out with love, but she loved power, and she loved what came with being the first lady. So it went from being love, because she did love him as a husband and as a man, and as a woman, like women do, she stood by her man. But she has to always look out for self. Everybody knows self preservation comes first, and she
That's
had
right.
political. And she had political aspects for her life, too. So, I mean,
It is what it is. I mean, I like Miss Pope, but I live for Millie. So I hope Millie do what Millie needs to do.
Dante, do you watch Scandal? Dante?
Dante got cut off. She just texted me.
Oh, no.
Okay. Christina, you watch Scandal?
Nah, I'm not really a TV person, but I'm going to get that game so I can kick some of y'all asses, though.
Well, don't play Kelly, because Kelly likes to leave.
Jasmine is too cocky. I'm coming for you.
Jason, don't talk no shit, Jason, because you got your ass from last night.
My system was moving slow, so
yeah,
I want my rematch.
Yeah,
I'm with Jason.
Jasmine, you hear me? I'm gonna go get it Saturday when I don't gotta go to work. And next Wednesday, you gonna be on speaker because your thumb's gonna be too sore to hold the phone.
Y'all know Jasmine,
I don't know where. I don't know where you get. I'm cocky. Where you get? I'm cocky for nothing.
You were like, these girls don't intimidate me. They have to fuck so far. I have the same instructions when I press start. I heard you.
That's not cocky. That's just real. I'm keeping it real. Like everybody's acting. No, it's the thing that has nothing to do with being intimidated or anything. Because I can get my ass whooped just like the next person. But the bottom line is everybody has excuses when they get deep. And that's the problem.
Exactly.
Exactly. Don't sit there and have all these excuses and say, oh,
they have to pull.
J-Rock, wasn't your system being slow when you was playing Cali?
Yeah, baby, please. I'll bust your ass. I'll bust your ass. Now y'all want to
No, Kelly, don't do that. Because Jason is right. Last night, Injustice was given a lot of slow tea.
Okay.
You can't even move.
Well, I would just like to say that I went over Cali's house. We keyed, we chilled.
Naima, thank you, Naima. Thank you for reaching out.
Yeah. So, y'all already know what time it was.
Naima came over here. Naima bust my ass to say, but everybody else I don't play it online, bitch, I whoop they motherfucking ass.
Girl,
Kelly,
you keep on using that same ass cat whip. You will not let a bitch get up for nothing.
Please, honey, let me tell you something. Honey, I broke her down with that whip. I told her to have several seats with that whip. She didn't win not one game. And I brought Mortal Kombat over there, and I ate her and her company that she had over there too. So you know, I think I'm definitely ready for Jazzy.
Oh my God! I'm not saying Chad. I don't even play the game. Y'all all probably could beat me. I don't even play it like that. I'm just saying I'm the best in the game, girl. I'm just saying I'm not gonna sit here and use a whole bunch of excuses. Like when I beat Kelly, when I beat her the other day, the computer, everything was lagging. You know, but I still beat her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I've gotten beat. Jason has played, you know, Jason played one night, and the house was getting beat the other night. I mean, it's all, it just happens that way, you know.
Well, baby, when I play with y'all, please do not make no motherfucking room. I do not like that little-ass motherfucking screen on my TV.
You can make the screen bigger.
I don't know how to do none of that shit.
You hit the
select
button.
That shit is all motherfucking little as shit. And don't send me no motherfucking. And Jason, do not send me no motherfucking invite. And you busting motherfucking J-Rock's motherfucking ass, and I gotta wait for the match.
Jasmine or either Kelly, can you tell your friend what's his name from DC? I see his post, but I'm not acknowledging him. He don't need to keep making comments on it or what have you.
You know what? Can I just say something, Jasmine, really, really quick? It took everything out of me not to say nothing, and I was being so and I wanted to be respectful to the show. But, honey, Bishop ran a major show, honey, tonight. He really did. I could not take him, child. Oh, he was just too many things on here, child.
Ooh, do tell, Sean. Do tell.
Yes, because, you know, like when Jasmine asked her the question, oh yeah, so who were you first initially attracted to? Was it transgender or was it women or was it? And I was just like, you know, of course he's gonna say, of course he's gonna say a woman, child, because that's he wants to be accepted, honey. Of course he's going to say that. That's just, I mean, if you ask any of them that, they, of course they're going to say that.
So you don't think, so you think that when he said men, the door to two men kissing him was disgusting, you think that was a lie?
Yes, that was a lie, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You already know. Mm-hmm. At that part, I was like, I just got over him, like, sit down somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I think I might continue this over, honey, tomorrow or something like that, you know, where I can speak freely and the girls don't try it on the phone.
Excuse me, girl, who's that in reference to, Naima?
You, the one who's speaking.
Well, if you don't come up here and try to give us a 2-hour sermon like that,
I wasn't giving no 2 hours. It's just when
because you know, hold on, can I speak? You see, you jumping in and ain't even letting me speak. You know, when you talk, Naima, it's like going to church at 11 o'clock, and you know that the preacher ain't gonna stop about 45
minutes. But see, I don't
minutes.
Critique y'all like that when y'all be talking.
See, you won't even let me finish.
Go ahead.
Naima, I know when Naima talks. Naima gonna talk for about 45 minutes before the motherfucking choir get in, okay? And this is the whole thing, right?
And I'm gonna be 100%. And I'm gonna be 100% honest with you, right, Naima? You have great ideas and you have great thoughts and everything, but you're just like the other girl that used to have Wednesday night, okay?
Oh. Y'all just don't know when to shut up and take motherfucking callers. You just want to talk, and don't want to let nobody get in and get a motherfucking rebuttal or take some motherfucking callers.
You know what, Naima, I apologize or whatever, because I wasn't trying to critique you or anything like that. I just feel that you probably have some kind of bitterness towards religion or whatever, and it's personal. That's all. That's all, you know. But I don't have anything against you, not at all.
Naima, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I wouldn't say it's bitterness, and if we get disconnected, it's because we only got 2 minutes, so they're probably going to start talking. So we could just say goodnight for our hearts.
Yes, goodnight, guys.
Goodnight, everyone. I really enjoyed this show.
I want to say with Naima, I don't think it's bitterness. I think Naima is very, she acknowledges so much. She has so much knowledge, and she shares that knowledge with us. I think it's not bitterness. I think it's her beliefs.